This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:49. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Could we start with a roll call, please?
Okay. Lila Abed El-Jameed.
Present.
Dylan Ondicat.
Excused.
Morgan Baker.
Present.
Genevieve Bensaw.
Here, thank you.
Katarina Bentley.
Present.
Kayla Butler.
I think she's having trouble connecting. She's late.
Carlo Castillo.
Present.
Uchenna Chukwukura.
Present.
Lucy Contreras.
Present.
Annette Gleiberman.
Present.
Sonu Kapoor.
Present. Present.
Amari Lampert.
Present.
Andrea Miramontes Serrano.
Present.
Evan Moy.
Present.
Jocelyn Noriega.
Unexcused.
Estefania Perez.
Excused if she's not already here.
Tomas Reuning.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Mardia Chardo.
Present.
Lucas Smith.
Present.
Claire Templeman.
Present.
Valeria Valencia.
Present.
Noah Watson.
Here.
Salam Waldai.
Here.
Valentina Shu.
Excused, she's late.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Raquel Zohar.
Here.
Lucas Zumpano.
Here.
Samuel Z.
Here.
Catherine Wong.
Here. Thank you so much, Kira. Could we get the number of members present, please?
I have 25.
I came in a minute late, but I'm here. I'm Kayla.
Okay. Thanks, Kayla. So, what was the number again, Kira?
With Kayla, 26.
Thank you. The time is now 4:52. We have 26 members present. I'm officially calling the meeting to order. Okay. I'm going to stop screen sharing as it seems that most participants have trickled in at this time. Okay, here we go. Welcome to all of our committee members. We have a whole lot of you. So I really want to thank all of you for coming to our meeting today. I hope you reviewed the rules, but again, if you have questions throughout the meeting, please put your hand up with the Zoom function and you'll be recognized at the chair's discretion. Chair is me. Okay, I'm going to move forward with the agenda. And again, if you haven't received it, it can be found published on our assembly website. I'm actually also going to do the land grant acknowledgement, even though it's not on the agenda, but it is supposed to be done at every meeting. So moving forward with the Cayuga land grant acknowledgement, Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayugono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayugono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayugono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayugono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay. Thank you, everyone. So I do believe, now on our agenda. It's not explicitly on our agenda, but I did send a message to all of our voting members on the Student Assembly that we have an appointment to the Student Assembly. According to our standing rules, we have a vacant position due to the Architecture and Planning School representative. They have vacated their position. And according to our bylaws and our standing rules, the chair is required to appoint an interim member until we can elect a new AAP rep. The election is happening in December, but I had many members express to me that it didn't feel right to hold at least a few meetings without any AAP representation. So I have open nominations, and I have also I have made a decision to appoint Savannah Lim. She is an AAP student. She has previously served on the Student Assembly as a voting member. This appointment needs to be confirmed by a majority of Student Assembly members. If there are any questions, I'm happy to take them really quick. I know someone had expressed me concerns that because she would only be voted, like, appointed today, she wouldn't have time to consult with constituents, and so she shouldn't be allowed to vote. However, in the past, we've allowed people to step up into these positions just the day that they were appointed. Last year, we had a freshman rep vacate their position. The next meeting, we had the interim freshman rep step into that position, and she was allowed full voting privileges that day. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, as chair, I would look favorably upon a motion to appoint Savannah Lim.
Motion to appoint.
Is there a second?
Second.
Great. So SA members, please cast your votes in the chat. I see a hand from a community member. Because we're in the middle of voting, I can recognize your hand after we're finished with voting in accordance to Robert's rules. And again, this appointment needs a majority vote.
Could you please clarify what appointment means, please?
Appointment means, okay. So I sent a message in the Slack yesterday. I can read our standing rules out loud if you'd like that again. So let me find the language. According to Rule 10 of our standing rules, if a seat is vacant, an interim representative shall be appointed by the president and confirmed with a majority by a majority of Student Assembly members. The interim representative shall have full voting privileges associated with membership on the SA. It'll be terminated immediately once we have a new representative elected. So this means that the chair has the ability to appoint a member to serve interim in this position. Hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yep, okay. If you're not voting, then I'm assuming it's an abstention. If you don't, yeah, I'm gonna close voting in like 15 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Please cast your votes. Okay, with a vote of 23-0-2, let me see how many people abstained. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 23-0-5. I believe this vote is a majority vote. Savannah has now been appointed. Please rename yourself with SA in front of your name, Savannah. Thank you. Great. Okay. Again, thanks everyone for coming. If you have questions, again, feel free to raise your hand and ask. And again, don't use the chat. I hear an echo. That's not. Okay. And also, like, keep yourself muted, please, unless you have been recognized by the chair. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the assembly. We're going to move forward with our agenda. Noah Watson, EVP Watson, floor is yours for announcements and presentations.
Perfect. Thank you, Kat. So first on our agenda for announcements, we have the OSGR coming in, and they're going to give a short presentation about their agenda and their initiatives for this year. So I welcome Adi to...
Hey, thanks, Noah.
Yep,
I have a short presentation for you all to talk about OSGR's fall agenda, which we will sort of discuss. Some members have already heard this presentation. It's been slightly modified, but I guess as an introduction, my name is Adi Kulkarni. I'm a junior studying policy analysis and management, and I'm the director of the Office of Student Government Relations for the Student Assembly. Quick overview of what we're going to do today. Explain a little bit about OSGR, then run through our agenda, which is three-pronged, federal, state, and local level, and then if we have time for some Q&A, we'll jump into that. But from 30,000 feet, the OSGR is a arm of the Student Assembly with the mission to advocate on behalf of current and future students of Cornell University for the accessibility, affordability, and quality of their education. And in practice, that breaks down into two particular things. First, we take what's going on at the federal, local, and state levels of government, and we translate it back to students. So you might have seen some of our work explaining how the CARES Act, for example, impacts students. On the other hand, we take the voices that we hear from students, whether it's from financial aid to sexual assault prevention to other initiatives, and we translate those issues up to our elected officials at a variety of levels. We've been around for a year, and we've had a lot of serious accomplishments. Kudos to our team, who you can see here and are also on this call. Some really exciting stuff is we earlier hosted a town hall panel, including Mayor Savante of Ithaca, as well as the public health director and the president of the Chamber of Commerce for Ithaca. We sent out a letter that resulted in a hearing with the New York State Higher Ed Committee, so both the Assembly and Senate. We were able to testify along with our peers at SUNY and CUNY. And finally, we passed a letter that included support for more than 50 higher ed institutions, ranging from the UCs to the Big Ten schools to the SEC schools, all the way down to some of our peers, such as Ithaca College and TC3. So very quickly, I want to jump into our federal agenda. This is a very short form, very succinct version of it. There's a lot more analysis and research that has gone into it that can be found on our website, which you'll see at the end. So we have spoken with 12 Senate offices, three House of Representative offices, ranging from, Marco Rubio's office to Senator Schumer's office to our own Representative Reed, really to understand the layout of what we can make tangible change on for this academic year. And we, in addition to that, we've spoken with a couple think tanks, from the New America Foundation to Brookings, as well as our peers at SUNY and CUNY. And so these are the issues we sort of come down to. We firmly believe that higher education accountability and student choice should be supported primarily through CTA. Second, we believe that there is an opportunity to expand paid academic internships, extend student protection surrounding COVID-19, which will continue to impact Cornell students, whether you're on campus or off campus, and whether you are in Ithaca or not. Continuing on, we believe, and we've seen significant progress already in reinstating higher education funding for incarcerated and formerly incarcerated students, and finally supporting international students on a variety of issues, some of which we have currently made efforts to address. On our state agenda, we primarily focused on the working with our peers, so including the chairs of both committees, the Senate and the House in New York State, Senators and Assemblywoman Savitsky and Glix. And through them, as well as our peers at SUNY and CUNY, we came down to these issues. I won't necessarily read through all of them, but again, strongly encourage, these have been really thought through issues that we think we have significant ability to make traction on this academic year. Finally, at the local level, we have 4 points. They aren't necessarily as policy-based, because a lot of the higher education issues that impact Cornellians aren't necessarily policy-driven, but are more community and community relations-driven. And we strongly do encourage and support students getting more involved in the community and really improving some of the relationships that we have with our community for the time we're in Ithaca. I don't know how we're doing on time, but we're happy to answer any questions and appreciate you all listening.
Okay, thank you so much, Adi, and to the full OSGR. I really appreciate it and the work that you all do. I'm going to check the participants chat if there are any hands that you would like, or if you have any questions you would like to ask the office. No questions. Okay. Seeing as there are no hands or questions, I do want to recognize that the office is here and that they might have other time commitments and they don't want to hold them much longer. There are other items on the agenda that the office should be here to present for, and I want to be able to keep them all in the same time time zone. So as chair, I would look favorably upon a motion to amend the agenda, just shifting the two resolutions that pertain to the office up to, like, so we can discuss them right now. And those, I can look at the agenda and, like, let you know those official names if you need to see them. Let's see. Okay, I can't find the agenda. That's fine. Basically, it's just the resolution approving the OSGR bylaws and the statement that approves the OSGR federal the agenda for the year.
Motion to amend.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any dissent? Perfect. SA members, please cast your votes to motion to amend the agenda just so we can have all of the OSGR related content happen right now while they're still with us. I'm going to close voting in 10 seconds. Okay, still waiting on a few votes. You can use the Zoom participant chat, like the yes or no buttons, to vote if you're unsure. Great, I see some votes still coming in. I'm gonna leave voting open for like 5 more seconds. And if you're not voting, I'm going to assume that's an abstention. Okay, with a vote of 26-0-3, the motion to amend the agenda has been approved. We're now going to go into the motions on the floor or the resolutions on the floor. So I think the first one is the statement to approve the federal agenda. Again, Adi just went over what our federal agenda is. If there are any questions, we're happy to take them right now. Otherwise, as chair, I would look favorably upon a motion to approve the statement.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Great. Thank you for the second. Is there any dissent? Seeing as there is no dissent, SA members, please cast your votes in the chat again. And I'll close voting in 20 seconds. Okay. Can you please keep voting? And if you're not going to vote, I'm assuming that is an abstention. Okay. SA members, again, please vote within the next 5 seconds. We're missing a few votes. Cool. Okay. With a vote of 22-0-7, that statement has been approved and the agenda is now formally approved for the full OSGR for this year. The next thing we're going to be discussing is the resolution that approves the OSGR bylaws. Would it be helpful to people if I screen shared or have you all already taken a look at it? Does anyone from the office want to quickly go over what these bylaws do?
Yeah, so I mean, from 30,000 feet, when the office was created, Lucas and Joe Anderson basically created the framework that in the next period of time we would formalize what exactly the office does, what sort of continuity plans look like. So it's essentially internal governance documents laying out how the office will structure in its relationship with the SA.
Thank you so much, Adi. Okay, are there any questions from SA members?
Motion to vote.
Thank you for the motion.
Second.
There has been a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing as there's no dissent, SA members, again, please cast your votes in the chat. And I'm going to close voting in 15 seconds. If you're not voting, I'm going to assume that's an abstention. SA members, like, please vote. There's no reason for you to be abstaining unless you have a conflict of interest, and I don't believe any of you guys do. All right, thank you all so much. I'm going to keep voting open for 5 more seconds. Okay, there was a yes vote, but then it went away. Sad. Okay, with a vote of 25-0-4, the OSGR bylaws have been approved and this resolution passes. I'd really like sincerely love to thank the OSGR for the amazing work that they do in advocating for students on the local, the state, and the federal level. And thank you all so much for being here. If you guys have any questions for the OSGR, or if you'd like to get in touch with them, OSGR folks, would you like to put any contact information or your website in the chat?
Yep, we'll do that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Alrighty. Otherwise, back to Vice President Watson for announcements and presentations.
Perfect. Thank you, Kat. So for the next item on our agenda, a few members of the SA invited CPD Police Chief Honan to come in and give us a presentation and also answer some questions. So we have 20 minutes allotted to him to give the presentation and also answer questions. So yeah, I'll hand it off to him. Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate the invite, and my apologies if I misstepped a little in the process and in how to get the invite and to be added to the agenda. But I do appreciate being asked and appreciate the time to talk to each of you and answer some questions. I'm going to hopefully share my screen. And just want to see is if somebody can let me know if the cover sheet is up. It should say Cornell University Police on the front. Open. Okay, thank you. So what I want to start with is a little bit of background about who we are and what we mean to the Cornell campus. The mission of the Cornell Police is service. And the piece that I really want to highlight for each of you is part of our definition is we really appreciate our role in enhancing the quality of life of Cornell by our contributions that foster a safe and secure environment. We think that environment is a cornerstone of academic freedom. We recognize that justice is a foundation for peace. And to that end, we are built on a belief that community service and crime prevention that respects and preserves human dignity is important to that piece. Without that piece, we can't have you can't have education. So we need to be able to be comfortable and feel comfortable so they can focus on their studies when they're here. And we appreciate our role in making sure that environment is possible. I want to talk a little bit about the reimagining of public safety. So the mission statement that I just read to you, that was established back in 2005. And we continue to review and respond to the needs of our community and the campus. We've also established the Public Safety Advisory Committee, which was actually established by New York State Education Law, but this year it's been reimagined. And it's composed of students, staff, and faculty appointed through the shared governance bodies to advise my department on issues of public safety, victims advocacy, and in accordance with New York State Education Law, any other issues that pertain to safety on our campus. In July of this year, President Pollack charged the PSAC with reimagining public safety at Cornell and wants us to submit a report of its recommendations to the Executive Vice President by the end of the academic term. So traditionally, this group has met maybe once, maybe twice a semester. It was not a regular meeting. When I became chief, I'd hoped to move that to once a month. But at our first meeting this year, the committee itself wants to move to twice a month meetings. So we felt that was a good pace. We can really make progress and be able to get information exchanged, and the group has time to actually produce some results. Appointments to this committee are made annually through the assemblies and through the Faculty Senate. The agendas and meeting minutes are publicly available at the Cornell Police website. If you go to About the Department, you'll see a link to the Public Safety Advisory Committee, and all the minutes are posted there. You know, I want to get right to the point which why I was asked to come here was to answer the question about disarmament. So what would the impact be of disarming CUPD, and you know, what's it mean to campus safety? I grapple with this question about, you know, can my officers do their job unarmed? And the answer is no. Our officers respond to a very dynamic situations that can change on a moment's notice. In the cases that we respond to, seconds count. The calls we go to aren't always the calls that are first called in. Sometimes we get a call one thing, we go, we find out that that call is something completely different. And even while they're there, the calls can change. So when calls change quickly, officers need to have access to all the tools available to them, not only protect themselves, but to protect the members of our community. Our officers are well-trained to de-escalate and defuse situations so that force is not used. We've been very fortunate that those skills have paid off, and we have not had incidents of excessive force by our officers. Can I guarantee that they will never have to use a firearm or have to use force? I can't. I just cannot predict human behavior, and we can never predict the future of what could happen. So unknown information, unknown threats could come out of this campus and threaten our community. So what's the reality of things that may be missing if we were to be disarmed? We would no longer be able to respond to any calls of armed individuals, violent felonies. We would no longer be able to do traffic enforcement. We have hundreds of panic and burglar alarms on this campus that help protect our sensitive research, business, and student service areas. We wouldn't be able to respond to those. We also have alarms in our financial and retail establishments. If we're unarmed and unable to respond to violent felonies, under New York State law, Cornell would then be forced to enter into an MOU with a local law enforcement agency that could handle the vast geography of Cornell and respond to those. So who would respond? Tompkins County Sheriff's Office? Possible. They have the jurisdiction to cover the entire campus, but they have very limited resources, sometimes as few as a couple deputies that cover this whole county. The Ithaca Police Department would be challenging because the Ithaca Police Department doesn't cover our entire jurisdiction. Same with the Cayuga Heights Police Department. The New York State Police would have jurisdiction over the entire campus, but like this county, they're very short-staffed and response times would be pretty extensive. And other Tompkins County agencies are small villages that would not have jurisdiction anywhere on our campus. We also have the added complication that people from these offices don't know the buildings, don't know the people, don't know our community the way our officers do. So moving from that, talk about, you know, what is our philosophy? So what do our officers bring? We're committed to anti-biased, anti-racist policing. And we pledge to be partners to ensure that everybody here is treated with dignity and respect and to be here when you need us. Throughout the pandemic, when the campus evacuated, we were still here protecting the campus and we welcomed you all back. We're still here to make sure you're safe while you're here. A small aside, just kudos to all of our students. The efforts that you've put into and everything you've done for this pandemic has been fabulous. I just want to commend all of our students. So how do we ensure we're meeting community expectations? How do we deliver what our community wants? We do it with people, policy, and professionalism. We're people ourselves within the Cornell community. You see patrol officers on campus. You get my blue light message every week. I hope you read it. Many of you have had donuts with me at Donuts with Dave or had me serve you popcorn or one of our crime prevention officers. We do popcorn with the police down at Willard Strait and other different campus and community events. We make sure we hire and retain people that not only have the technical skills needed to be a police officer, but the cultural skills to be a police officer here at Cornell to take care of our community. We take care of people. We treat people right. Policy, our policies are mandated by state law, university policy, and informed by best practices and our mission of service to protect our community, to provide a clear framework and expectations for our officers. Professionalism, we're an accredited agency. All of my officers are trained in de-escalation, implicit bias, procedural justice, mental health crisis response, critical incident management, and victim advocacy, trauma-informed response and interviewing skills, the guardian mentality, which is so important for delivering the proper service to our community, and so much more. Our firearm safety and training standards exceed all state standards, and most importantly, we hold people accountable. If they don't follow our policies, our practices, and they don't understand what it means to be an officer for the Cornell community, we will hold them accountable, and they won't be an officer ultimately if they can't deliver the services that we expect them to. So how do we do the rest of our professionalism? And you got to be really transparent. So our internal affairs summary, which is all the complaints that we receive, that's a public document that's located on our website. We have a daily crime log that's on our website so that you can see the crimes that are happening. There's an annual security report available at our website, describes all the services we provide, and describes the crime that occurs on our campus. We also offer ride-alongs. These are suspended right now for COVID, but as soon as we come out of this, each of you is invited. Come do a ride-along with our department and department tours to see what we do here in Barton Hall. Accountability. We have a high degree of internal and external accountability for staff. There's always a supervisor here 24/7. You can always call and ask to speak to a supervisor if you're not happy with the services we're delivering or how we're delivering them. That supervisor does regular field visits and work review. And if you have a complaint, any concern, as I said, you can always call. We have body cameras. We put those in a few years ago. So we always have the ability to go back and see, you know, what an officer has done and review an incident. And we've added non-lethal use of force options. We have a broad and diverse range of engagement on campus from the Public Safety Advisory Committee. We're on the alert team, alcohol team, threat assessment team, victims advocacy. We donate much of our time with Cops, Kids, and Toys. We do assistance for DACA and undocumented students. If there's any questions about, you know, how police interact with them, we make sure we provide input and services there. Gorge Safety Committee, and I can go on and on. There's a lot of committees that we spend a lot of time on to engage with our community. We also have outside audit in partnership with University Audit. We're accredited by IACLEA. And they have numerous standards, and they come in and do an audit on us every 4 years. And as part of our accreditation, we actually will solicit assistance from the University Audit Office to come in and independently audit some of our files and some of our property. Our accreditation requires annual use of force reviews and analysis, biased policing analysis, and internal affairs reviews. So as I mentioned, we have an annual racial profiling review, and every year we go through and we make sure we review our complaints, we review our judicial administrator referrals, traffic tickets, arrests, and see if there's any issues compared to the demographics of our campus. And if we identify any issues, we then make sure we change policy, we will provide training or anything that's needed. Our internal investigation analysis, overall, it's a downward trend over the past 5 years. We have started in 2005-09. Up until 2019, we were down to two complaints. And for 2019, none of these allegations were based in special categories that we have to evaluate, which are racial profiling, biased policing, excessive force, and sexual harassment. You know, I talked we do an annual evaluation of our use of force as well. One of the evaluations is of our policy. So we regularly make sure our policy is reviewed for compliance with all federal, state, and accreditation standards. And this year, one of the topics that I was asked about was the 8 Can't Wait project. We meet all the benchmarks in practice and in policy of the 8 Can't Wait. If you notice the chart that I have here, it talks about practice. So all of those benchmarks we did in practice, in training, and how we operated. But this year, we started this actually back in January. We noticed that the warning before shooting and duty to intervene was not explicit in our policy. So when we did our annual review, identified that, we updated the policy, and the policy includes that now. Moving forward. We're going to continue our practical and classroom training for all of our officers. We believe not only do you have to learn in the classroom, but you have to be able to demonstrate that you understand those skills and that you can pass the tests in a practical scenario. I'm going to be working on improving our Cornell Police website to include more data and more information about our policies and procedures. The Public Safety Advisory Committee was moved to report to Executive Vice President DeStefano. And we're still going to be working towards the presidential initiative of developing a community response team. Certainly with the pandemic, it has been challenging to get that going, but I'm committed to working with the community response team and making sure that it's a smooth transition to any duties that they may assume once that's developed. So I appreciate your time, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Okay, just a second. Again, please don't use this chat or else it will be disabled very soon. Okay, I'm looking at the speakers list right now. Chief Honan, thank you for coming. I do recognize that there are problems with the agenda, and you did mention that you had like traditionally been invited to the SA meeting. So I would think, I would hope that you would have like known the process, but evidently that didn't happen. But still, thank you for being here. The way that this is going to happen is that we do have a lot of hands up. Considering the fact that there are many community members on this call, typically in SA meetings, the chair has the permission to prioritize student assembly members when they speak. However, because we have so many community members, I don't think that would be fair if we could prioritize all SA members. What I'm going to do, and this is at my discretion, according to rule number one in section six of our standing rules, and I can send the language if people have questions, I'm going to alternate a student assembly member and a community member. If we exhaust the speakers list, we also have many, many responses in the form that I sent out if people felt unsafe or uncomfortable speaking on this call with the police presence. We're still collecting responses, but it's reached upwards of 20 plus responses, and I really hope that we'll be able to get through them. If anyone has suggestions on how we can make sure that we address those questions from the Google form, I'm happy to take those.
Okay. Hey, could you share that language just to?
Yeah, for sure.
It would be helpful.
Okay.
Can I make a point of, is it point of order or point of information? I forget which one.
If it's a point of order, then it has to do with procedure and or information. It's like usually a question.
Okay, yeah, then it's a point of order. Can you prioritize when picking speakers from the speakers list, can you prioritize marginalized folks?
That's a good question. As it is my discretion as chair, I am happy to do so, and I am allowed to do that. Again, I just sent the language in the chat. It does say line 210, the chair will have discretion as to when community members are recognized. So I have discretion over who and how to call on community members. Again, like I said, I'll alternate an SA member and a community member, and I'll be following the speaker's list of the hands that are in the chat right now. So the first SA member on
point of information.
Point of information.
What counts as a marginalized individual?
Okay, thank you for that question, Evan. And obviously, like, I don't want to make a judgment on that, but I'm assuming that if you guys want to DM me about your identities, I don't want to ask you to disclose that, but I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I was going to say just like Black and Brown folks. I don't know that it's too hard to discern. But yeah, I think that this resolution was like centered around Black and Brown folks. And so I want to like have their voices be amplified before white people start talking.
I'm sorry. I am.
Kayla.
Can I please?
Okay. Point of information.
Point of information. Okay. If you want to interrupt the speakers list or if you want to interrupt me as the chair, you have to declare a point of information or point of order. You may not just interrupt the speakers list. There has been a point of information from Uche. Kayla, if you have a question, you can also ask a point of information after Uche does. Uche, you have a point of information.
Yes. I would just like to really make sure that we are prioritizing marginalized folks, that includes Black, Brown, and Indigenous people of color on this call. I absolutely do not think that is wrong to prioritize those voices, because these are the people who are most marginalized and affected by the institution of policing.
Okay, thank you, Uche. So, is there any other point of information?
Point of order?
There has been a point of order from Johan. Also, once we hit 5:30, I'm going to go ahead and move to the speakers list if you have any more point of orders. Hard stop there. Point of order from Johan, floor is yours.
Yeah, sure. I believe we should also make it possible for Asians and international students to include in the speakers list if we still have remaining spots, if that's possible. Thank you.
Thank you for that point of order, Johan. I think what makes sense is I'm just, again, like, I think based off of the hands that I'm seeing, and again, I don't want to make these judgment calls on like what type of person you are, because I can't really discern all of everyone's identities from a Zoom screen or a Zoom name. I'm going to just follow the hands. If someone has like, again, a point of order information and thinks that they should be prioritized, feel free to DM me like separately or privately. So Tomas Reuning, Representative Reuning, you are first on the speakers list in regards to student assembly members. The floor is yours. You'll have 2 minutes to speak or ask your question. I'll send time reminders in the chat as we usually do.
Ask a follow-up as long as it falls within the 2 minutes.
Can you say that again?
Ask a follow-up as long as it falls within the 2 minutes.
I think it depends on how long Chief Honan's answer is, which will also be restricted to 2 minutes. So if he has extra time, okay.
Maybe one word answer. So in the 25 years you have been with CUPD, exactly how many times have you personally discharged your weapon?
In duty or in training?
In duty.
Zero.
So you're saying it's possible to successfully do your job without using a lethal weapon? Actually, that's a rhetorical question. You don't need to respond.
Okay. Thank you, Tomas. So we had a representative from the student assembly speak. I'm now going to recognize a community member. The next on the speakers list for the community members is Yana. I think it's actually Liz, sorry, from the trustees. Liz Davis Frost, the floor is yours. You'll have 2 minutes, and I'll send a time reminder in the chat.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Liz. Like Kat said, I use she, her pronouns, and I am the grad professional student elected trustee. I also am with you on the PSAC committee, so good to see you again. I was wondering how you think Cornell Police can have anti-bias and anti-racism policing when policing is inherently racist and biased.
Sure. I think, you know, part of being anti-racist and anti-biased is to make sure what you do is not racist, right? So you need to make sure that what you're doing is fair and equitable. You need to make sure your policies, your procedures are free of that bias. So we need to make sure we're doing our training. And a lot of the training we incorporate the de-escalation skills, but we also incorporate, you know, is there an unconscious bias? And, you know, how do you correct an unconscious bias is through training and awareness. And if police, you know, can't be dedicated to being anti-biased and anti-racist, then yeah, you got to be knowledgeable about it so you can start taking proactive measures to remove that from your police department.
Thank you for that answer. I was wondering if you can give an example of how you do like anti-bias training, like in your trainings.
So we've brought in various speakers to talk about implicit bias and unconscious biases, so you're aware of them. But then we've also, we have some reality-based training. We use video simulators. We can change up the subjects that we have engaging in the scenarios through video. So we can see if there's a difference in the officer's actions based upon the person within the video simulation. And if we identify an issue, we can do that. It's also important to note that during our training, officers for 17 weeks are rated daily on their interactions with our diverse community.
Thank you.
Thank you for that response. Just to clarify for everyone involved. Okay, so I have like my phone timer up here. If you have a question, you have 2 minutes to ask your question. Chief Honan, you'll have 2 minutes to respond, and I'll send time reminders in the chat once you hit the 1 minute mark, and then the 30-second mark, and you have that time left. Going back to the speakers list, I'm now going to recognize another SA member as we just had a community member speak. Mariah, the floor is yours. You have 2 minutes to speak or ask your question.
Yeah, so because you said that in the last 25 years you've never needed to use your weapon, can I ask why you seem so adamant to have weapons? I guess I'm just trying to understand in 25 years if you've never used a weapon, like, why this resolution is affecting you the way it seems to be.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as an affect. I was asked my opinion on being armed, and I'm responding to that. And because I haven't had to use it, that's not a conclusion that it means you don't need it. In my career, I've responded to multiple armed persons. I've had a butcher knife pulled on me once, and I'm just talking about my experiences. My officers responded to some very volatile and dangerous situations at times. And it's through that their training and their de-escalation skills that they can sometimes move that incident into not a force situation, but into a situation where we take somebody into custody, get them connected with services or whatever the the end result will be that's the best result for that scenario.
Okay. And so because you, like, I guess I'm still just trying to understand, like, if you use de-escalation tactics, then, like, why do you need a weapon? Like, 25 years isn't just like a one-off, like, oh, I just haven't used my weapon in the last week. Like, 25 years is a very long time to have never used a weapon and still feel as though, like, you need one. I guess I still am just not understanding. Like, you're talking about de-escalation, which is great. I think we should be de-escalating and not using weapons. And so why is disarmament an issue?
Because we still have dangerous calls that we respond to that could be lethal, and we may need to have weapons to protect not only ourselves, but members of our Cornell community.
But they happen less than once every 25 years, those incidents.
They happen on a regular basis. We're just fortunate to have a very skilled police department here that can de-escalate and handle situations, so force is not necessary.
Okay, thank you both for that question and response. We did almost exceed, we did hit the 2 minutes. Okay, let me clarify something, as I think a lot of people have questions and they want to have a dialogue with the police chief. So I will allow one follow-up question. So if you did not use your full 2 minutes when asking your question, you will be allowed one follow-up question. The chief, again, will also be allowed a follow-up question, as long as it doesn't exceed our time limits that I have running on my phone. And again, I'm sending time messages in the chat. Is everyone clear on that? Just moving forward in the future, so we all know. Okay.
Point of information.
Point of information from Lucas. Yes.
So where do we stand in terms of time on the agenda, and what is your thought as the chair? You know, how are we proceeding, considering we have a long speakers list?
Sure. Thank you for that question, Lucas. Considering we do have a long, very long speakers list, let's see. And I also want to make sure that, like, all community members who came, like, are able to be heard. I also have been collecting responses on the Google chat. Would people be okay with 1 minute each, or no? It seems like people aren't using the full 2 minutes to ask their question. Can I get a general yes or no if a 1 minute time limit is better, just so we can be respectful of people's times? I know there's prelims at 7:30 today. Okay, I see some yeses. Yeah, go ahead and put a yes in the chat. Okay. Thank you all so much. This is an informal, so I'm just trying to get a pulse of what people are feeling. It seems like a 1 minute time limit is good. If you want to motion for extra time, say in the beginning, if you think you will need more time, and I as chair, I can grant whether or not, just specifically say, I want 30 more seconds added to my time, and I can grant that in my discretion. Thank you. Okay, great. Moving forward with the speakers list, we have an SA member again, Evan. The floor is yours. You'll have 1 minute.
Okay, so you referenced the requirement for a memorandum of understanding in the presentation. Could you clarify a little bit about what that means? Like, if CUPD were to disarm completely, does it still mean there'd be an armed presence on campus?
It would mean that the university would be required to enter into a memorandum of understanding with a police department that can respond to and investigate violent felonies and missing persons.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that question and answer. Next on the speakers list, we have Yana, a community member. Yana, the floor is yours. You'll have a minute.
Hi, thank you. I was just curious about what Chief Honan was saying regarding transparency, and I'm curious if transparency is a value for CUPD. Why doesn't the community have access to the budget for CUPD? Thanks.
So we do want to be more transparent, and we just haven't, traditionally put our budget or our policies or information like that on our website. So hearing the feedback from the community, we're going to be building up that page in the website. And, speaking of the budget, just generally, I'm hoping I have enough time, I can talk about it. 90% of my budget goes towards salaries. The other 10% is 9% of that 10% that's left goes towards maintaining systems like our emergency alert system and computers and vehicles and just the things that make all the campus safety apparatus run here. I'm left with 1% of discretionary funding to do anything extra with at the end.
Okay, great, thank you. We have another question from a student assembly member, Valentina. The floor is yours, you have 1 minute.
Yeah, thank you, Kat. So Officer Honan, you mentioned that President Pollack asked for a report on the further steps that the department would take to improve campus safety at the beginning of your slides. I was just wondering, could you share more details of what your department have come up with, and if President Pollack has responded, what was her response? Thank you.
Thank you. So the report is going to be generated by the Public Safety Advisory Committee. And that's going to be that committee's recommendations of how we're going to reimagine public safety. So we have to produce that by the end of the school year, I believe, is the deadline. So we've just begun. We've been meeting every 2 weeks, and I've been providing a lot of background information so the committee can be informed as they start doing their work to make recommendations to me and the university.
Kat, point of information, question, I guess.
What is your question?
Do I have, any time for follow-up?
Yeah, you have 30 seconds to ask a follow-up, and then Chief Hunter will also have 30 seconds to answer your follow-up question.
Okay, so what were some general ideas that you guys have, or just no ideas so far?
So the work of the police department is really complex. I tried to distill basics down to address the presentation today. So I'm still providing a lot of information to the committee. I'll be providing the committee a lot of more detailed statistics, policies, procedures, and I'm still in that process with the committee, and our meeting is next week.
Great. Thank you both for that. Going back to our speakers list, now we have a community member speak. Nash, if the floor is yours.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the budget as well, so I will cede my time.
Thank you so much, Nash. I'll move to the next community member then. I will go to the next community member, and then I'll go to an SA member again. George, the floor is yours. George Millett.
All right, hello. Honan, I have a question for you. You said that you need a gun to do traffic enforcement and respond to burglaries anywhere on campus. Why? Let's say there's a kid on East Ave speeding. Do you intend to shoot him? Do you intend to intimidate him? Why do you need a gun to stop some 19-year-old in a Jeep? What's the purpose here? Do you just want to intimidate him? Because, I'm pretty sure that's what you want to do. You just want to feel powerful, right? You can respond.
Thank you for that question, George. Chief Honan, you have 1 minute to respond.
That was a lot of questions. I'll try to break it down simply. You don't need a gun to do the traffic stop. What you need the gun for is if you are threatened, if somebody threatens you with a threat to your life.
Is a 19-year-old going to threaten you that you need a gun to stop him? Why do you want this gun?
George,
Sorry.
Thank you for your question. Chief Honan, you have the opportunity to keep answering his questions as to why a 19-year might threaten you, and also answer his previous questions. I'll give you extra time as there was an interruption there.
So you don't need the gun to do the stop. You need the gun in the event that there is a threat to your life or into a third person. And the gun is there for an emergency if you are threatened. Most of the times you don't need it, but if you look at the national trend, officers that are shot in the line of duty comes from traffic stops.
You haven't used it in 25 years. You said so yourself. What has changed that means you would suddenly need it? Who's going to shoot you?
Thank you. Chief Honan, so that was a follow-up question, and then Chief Honan, you have 30 seconds to a minute to respond. If you need more time, we can go to a minute. 30 seconds starting now if you would like to respond.
As I said earlier, I can't predict human behavior, so you don't know. So you need to be prepared to respond to any emergency and anything that may threaten your own life or any member of our community.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chief Honan. Okay, I'm going to return to the speakers list for student assembly members, as we just had a community member speak. Next, we have Mardia on the speakers list, Representative Chardot.
This question is for the chief. How many instances of violent crime have there been under CUPD jurisdiction in the last 5 years?
So we've had some robberies, some assaults, and all the crime stats are listed in the annual security report, which is available right on our website. We've been fortunate lately that we haven't had to send out many crime alerts related to violent crime. But it does happen. Cornell is a very safe place and has low crime, but it doesn't have no crime.
This is a follow-up question. Could you tell us how much weapon upkeep costs each year?
How much, make sure I understand the question, how much we spend on weapons each year?
Yeah, the upkeep.
Yeah, I don't have those numbers. We do not replace weapons annually. They get replaced every 5 to 7 years, depending on where, from training and exposure to elements and such. The only upkeep is the ammunition that we have to use to qualify and to practice twice a year.
Okay, great. Thank you for that question and that follow-up and the response, Chief Honan. Returning to the speakers list, we're going to go with the committee member, Nayara.
Hi, hello. So my question is also for the police chief. And my question is, how exactly is it accountability for the police to investigate themselves when you have the power to say that you did nothing wrong?
Sure. And that's a challenging a challenge for police departments. And if police departments want to be transparent, want to be accountable to their communities, they have to be fair and honest in their investigations. We do thoroughly investigate any allegations of wrongdoing by our officers, and we have found officers accountable, and we have removed officers for inappropriate actions.
Okay. Do I have time for a follow-up question?
You have time for a follow-up question.
Okay, so I feel like accountability to the community is very important here, which is exactly what's happening right now. The community is asking you to be accountable for disarming yourselves when it's not necessary. So if we can't trust you to listen to the community on this, how can we trust you to listen to the community on all accounts of police misconduct, not just some of them?
Thank you for that follow-up question. Chief Honan, we have time to respond.
Sure. And I'm here to listen. I'm here to listen, but also to answer questions, because we do have some experience in this area. We are the professionals in this area. So I hope you can receive my input as you're making your decisions for this vote.
Okay, thank you for that response.
Can I make a motion?
You may, as a essay vote, as like an essay ex officio
member? Yeah.
Sure, what is your motion?
My motion is to end this presentation since we're now 16 minutes over time and move on with the agenda.
Okay.
I second that as well.
Okay, is there any dissent?
I dissent.
Okay, please state your dissent.
A large majority of community members and SA members have not been able to speak, and I feel as though the voice of the community have not actually been heard. This discussion has been incredibly one-sided. I would like there to be more discussion so we can have actual debate on it and not just be super one-sided. Thank you.
Thank you for stating your dissent. We're going to move into voting on whether or not to end this. Okay, so only SA voting members may vote. Again, I do understand that there are like a ton of community questions and members who still have yet to speak. Unfortunately, we do have time restrictions on this meeting. Okay, so because there
has so been, this is a vote to vote, right, Kat?
That's what that's what I understand to be. It's a vote to vote on whether or not to end it. Student Assembly members, please cast your vote on whether or not we can move to vote to end this. Also, while you guys are voting, I received like a ton of questions in the Google forum that I sent out again for students who did not feel safe speaking in front of, police at our meeting. I'm going to copy them and put them in the chat for everyone to see. And these were, again, anonymous comments, so no one's name will be attached to them at all. I will ask Chief Honan to take a look at them during the meeting, also to respond to them via email, possibly. That would be really helpful. Okay, there's too many questions. There's too much text to be copied. I'm going to try to break them up so we can get them all. Okay, SA members, keep voting, please. We're at 10, yeah.
What do yes and no mean for here?
So yes means that you think that we should move into voting on whether or not to end this presentation. And if you vote no, that means you don't think we should move into voting. So we'll just go back to the discussion.
Can I just clarify that we still do have the resolution, and so there will still be discussion on disarmament? Just that, like, I think we should move on to the resolution instead of this like Q&A back and forth with a cop.
That is very helpful. Thank you for that clarification. Does that change anyone's votes? I'll leave 10 more seconds if people think that affects their votes.
I also have a point of information. Is that allowed right now?
Point of information from Layla. Yes.
So since this part of the agenda was kind of added last minute and a big majority of the essay didn't even know this was happening until yesterday, we kind of made the agenda based on that. And I would like to have some time for the rest of the stuff. So if that's possible, can you guys agree or something?
Thank you, Layla. That is actually true. Also, I apparently non-essay members are voting. You are not allowed to do that. I'm sorry. Like, please don't cast your vote unless you are a voting essay member. Essay members, please cast your votes if you have not already.
Just to clarify, continuing the discussion means continuing the Q&A with David Honan, right?
Yes. Okay, the votes are changing for some reason. I'm going to allow a little bit more time for you to finalize your votes. Please cast your votes like now. We have, I think, some voting members who are not voting. Oh, I see a proxy vote from someone. Okay.
Point of information. Can you clarify what yes and no means again? Sorry.
Michael, as a parliamentarian, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. So
it's happening for everyone.
Yeah. One thing I'm a little bit confused about is the motion to end debate right now or like.
Yeah, my motion was to end this part of the this agenda item, like end the Q&A or whatever it was called listed on the agenda, just to like end this agenda item and move on with the rest of the agenda.
Okay, and then there was the...
And then there was dissent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think it's just a simple majority to end this portion of the discussion, and then we can move on with the agenda.
Okay, I actually see. Okay, does that help
point
people?
Point of information?
Point of information from Sonu, yes. Well,
if there's dissent, is it still 50%, 51, or is it 2/3?
Yeah, dissent doesn't have a. So dissent triggers debate, but. So, like, if there's no dissent, obviously you just move on with the motion. In the case where there is dissent, then you have potential for debate, but then that doesn't ever affect the amount of votes that you need in order to end something. So in this case, it's just a simple majority. So 50% of the members plus one.
Okay.
I'm going to send Robert's Rules of Order in the chat really quickly if people want to kind of reference that.
Great. Seeing as it's a majority and people voted, there is 14 yeses, 13 noes. Okay. So Michael, what does this mean? Sorry, I've been busy sending the questions.
We're moving on to the next item in the agenda.
Okay. Okay. Can you guys give me a minute so I can finish sending all the questions from the forum into the chat? Okay. And I can also email them to you, Chief Honan, after this meeting. But I do want to make them public so everyone can see them.
Kat, I also just sent you the... Robert's Rules, if you just put that in there so people kind of know what rules we're operating under.
Sure. Once I'm done sending the 30 responses, I can.
Sorry, thank you.
Try to do that. Sorry, this is taking so long, everyone. Okay. Noah, can you explain what's next on the agenda for everyone, right, as I'm sending the questions?
Yeah, sure thing, Kat. So next on the agenda is open microphone. So if any members of the community would wish to speak right now is your chance, but the things you speak about just can't be pertaining to things on the agenda. So I'm going to clear the speakers list. And if any member of the community wishes to speak about an issue that's not on the agenda, please raise your hand. And I'm going to, okay, George, I'm going to give you 1 minute.
I'm only going to need a few seconds. So okay. Hognan, I just want to know, when was this free donut thing?
Thank you, George.
Thank
you, George. And then we also have Hassan.
I just have a question. So if you want to speak about something that is on the agenda, do you have the chance to do so when that item is being discussed?
Yeah, so we're going to have a speakers list on each agenda item.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So yep, just raise your hand when it comes up.
Yep.
Thank you. Next, we have Rochelle. Rochelle. barely, but yeah.
Okay, so I just want to, hold on.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, well, I just want, we can't talk about any agenda items. I'm Rochelle. I'm a community member for the Ithaca Pantheras. Any and all people from Cornell are invited to come be a part. I see a lot of people of color on this chat. Please come and join TIP and peace, love, all that shit.
Awesome. Thank you, Rochelle. Thanks for sharing. Okay, and seeing that there are no other community members on the speakers list, we are going to move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the approval of the November 5th, 2020 minutes. And if you guys have all previewed those, I would look favorably upon a motion to vote.
Motion to vote. Second.
Okay, any dissent? Okay, seeing no dissent, we're going to move into voting. Please, SA members and SA members only, cast your votes in the participants window. Okay. Okay, SA members, please cast your votes. We're waiting on 8 more. Give it 10 more seconds.
Point of information, it marks me as absent on the November 5th minutes. I was present at that meeting.
Would you like to make a motion to amend the minutes to mark?
Motion to amend the minutes to edit so that I am marked as present.
Second.
Kat, I'm just a little bit concerned because we're in the middle of voting right now, and since there's no dissent, like someone would have to retract their motion to vote.
You're right. So sorry.
I retract my motion to vote. I think we should amend it.
Okay, sounds good. So we're going to move into voting on the amendment, just adding Evan to be marked as present on the minutes. So please, can I get a motion for that, please?
Motion to vote. Second, to amend. Motion to amend.
Okay. And then a second?
I'll second Annie's.
Okay. And then any dissents? Okay. Seeing no dissent, please cast your votes to amend the agenda or the minutes. Okay. We're waiting on 10 votes. And please, SA members only, vote on those. Okay, on my end, by a vote of 23-0-6, the amendment has passed. Now I would also, again, look favorably upon a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any dissent? Nope. Okay. Voting. Yeah, we're voting. Please cast your votes. SA members only. Okay. And by a vote of 22-0-7, these pass. Moving on to the next item on our agenda is the approval of the November 12th, 2020 minutes. So if you guys have previewed those, I ask that you please, someone please make a motion to approve.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Any dissent? Okay, cool. Everybody, please cast your vote in the participants window if you're an SA voting member. Okay, I'm gonna close voting in 5 seconds. So again, by a vote of 22-0-7, these minutes are approved. Thank you. Kat, I'm gonna hand it back off to you to deal with the resolutions on the agenda.
Great. Thank you so much for that. Okay, moving forward. So we do have three other resolutions. Resolution 15, Demand and Cornell support the Black Lives Matter movement. Resolution 16, in support of the Caribbean Students Association's demands. And Resolution 17, reduction of the Communication Committee's student activity fee allocation on the agenda, in addition to the resolution number 11, calling for the disarmament of the Cornell University Department. Unless there is a motion to amend the agenda, we're going to move forward with resolution number 14, which is...
Can I motion to amend, actually?
So that there... There has been a motion to amend the agenda. What is your amendment specifically?
Can we move resolution 11 up? I think that since we were already on the topic, it would be beneficial to just keep the discussion going on disarmament. I don't know what y'all think, but I just think it makes sense.
Okay, I second that. I also do think that many of the committee members here are here because of that resolution specifically, and it does make sense to not hold everyone throughout the rest of the resolutions. Okay, so there's been a motion to amend. There was a second. So any dissent? Seeing as there's no dissent, SA members, please cast your votes in the chat. Again, only SA voting members may vote. Please cast your votes as soon as possible. And again, this is to move resolution number 11 up in the agenda so we can discuss it immediately. Okay. 5 to 10 more seconds. Okay. If you haven't voted yet, I'm assuming you're abstaining of the vote of 25-0-4. This amendment passes. Okay. And everyone, okay. So now we're going to move into resolution number 11, calling for the disarmament of the UPD. I also have a request from someone that people only use their real names on the Zoom renaming thing. I'm assuming that's what the request is. And also, this does make sense as the Office of Assemblies, when they are taking minutes for our meeting, they try to record everyone's like name and last name so we have it on the public record. So if you have renamed yourself to something other than your real name that the university recognizes you by, please change it to your real name. That's just not allowed at a meeting. Okay, great. So moving into resolution number 11, calling for the disarmament of the CUPD. The floor is open for debate on this resolution right now. Again, we'll follow a similar procedure, what we just did during Chief Honan's presentation.
So hi everyone. So my name is Uche Chukwukere, and I am one of the co-sponsors of Resolution 11 calling for the disarmament of the Cornell University Police Department. There are a couple of things that I wanted to say before I ceded time to the other co-sponsors of this resolution before we go back into debate on this. To start off, I really want to make it apparent that it is an absolute act of violence to have brought CUPD to this meeting, knowing that we would have had Black, Brown, and Indigenous people of color who were coming today and who would feel uncomfortable and unsafe with CUPD's presence. It is absolutely disgusting that both sides agreed to allow the presence of CUPD to be here, and it's absolutely tone-deaf and irresponsible to have invited them into the space, knowing the implications and horrendous history that the institution of policing has had on Black, Brown, and Indigenous people of color, queer students, students of low socioeconomic status, gender marginalized students, and other marginalized students. It is just a disgusting play of privilege and entitlement to have thought that it would be acceptable to have brought them here and for CUPD to have agreed without having gone through the correct procedures. The fact that the EVP was coerced by the interim dean of students to allow CUPD to be here, and the fact that SA members had backdoor meetings trying to ram CUPD onto this agenda for the presentation is absolutely disheartening. Today, we have multiple people from inside and outside the Cornell community who will be watching and voicing their opinions and perspectives on disarming CUPD. Many of you have claimed that you have reached out to your constituency when in fact you have not. Today, you absolutely cannot vote for yourself or for what you think is best for yourself. You must vote to be direct for reflection of the voices of the individuals that put you in the seat. It does not matter what position any of us holds on this assembly, because every single one of us has Black, Brown, and Indigenous people of color as our constituents. We have constituents who come from the LGBTQIA+ community. We have constituents who come from low socioeconomic backgrounds and more. You cannot ignore their voices, and you must vote in the direction that will ensure that they feel safe and are heard as well. We're going to be introducing a set of amendments to this resolution, adding some co-sponsors and some alternatives to policing, as well as a hearing as an amendment to allow our community members to speak. I urge SA members to stay away from moderate reforms as they do absolutely nothing. When we take a look at history, specifically the at Cornell, the Willard Strait Hall takeover that was championed by Black students took a firm stance on the discrimination they were experiencing from the university. And because of that, many of the rights and experiences that we have today at Cornell are a direct result of their bold and courageous efforts, including shared governance, which includes the student assembly, which many SA members, so many SA members are benefiting off of the labor of Black folks. By sitting on the SA and voting no against this resolution, it would essentially be spinning on the efforts of organizers who have put this resolution together today and all the Black, Brown, Indigenous people of color who have been organizing to create a better Cornell for themselves.
Thank you, Uche, as a sponsor of this resolution for presenting the resolution before the Student Assembly again. We're now going to move into discussion or debate. So again, how this is going to happen, because we do have so many community members here, I will alternate. So if Student Assembly members wish to speak on this resolution or not, then we'll go back and forth. Okay.
Point of order, can all the co-sponsors introduce themselves just so we know like who's co-sponsors and who's going to be like responding back and forth?
Sure, that'd be great. Co-sponsors, please very briefly introduce yourselves, unmute yourselves in order, and just do it really quickly, please.
I'll start. Oh, sorry.
Hi, everyone. My name's Kat. I'm a co-sponsor for this resolution.
I'm Mariah. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Cheryl. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Lucy. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Tomas.
Sorry. I'm Angeliki. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Tyler. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Salam. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Valeria. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Amber. I'm also a co-sponsor.
I'm Mardia, and I'm also a co-sponsor, but it hasn't been updated yet.
Is that all? Okay, thank you very much for those introductions. We're going to move forward with the speakers list. Again, you will only have 1 minute. In this case, I will not allow follow-up questions. Again, it's 6:05 and some of us have prelims tonight or in semifinals. 1 minute to speak, and then because we have so many co-sponsors, again, motion if you think that you guys need more time, or like all, again, everyone is allowed to motion to have more time. But we're going to start with a blanket 1 minute for everyone. The first person on the speakers list is from the community side. Eliza Vita. Could you please like rename yourself as just your name as well? And this goes for literally everyone if you don't have your full accurate name as the only thing that you're named on Zoom.
Hi, my name is Elizaveta Peoples. That's actually my name. I have a lot to say, but I think a strong point of this is that there's been repeated comments that community members are asking for this to happen. And whereas I've spoken with many people, and I know for a fact that that is not the case, it is a very divided issue, and it is misinformation to try to suggest otherwise. Finally, I want to address something that a lot of people have been saying about the police, that they shouldn't have access to weapons because they never had to use them. That is not a good excuse for them to not have them, because it is an act of violence to put a police man or woman in danger and just assume that they'll be able to get out of the situation without having to use lethal force. And that is all I have to say. Thank you for the speaking time.
Okay, thank you. Great. So now, do co-sponsors want to respond? You have 1 minute. If not, I'll just move forward with the speakers list again.
I'm not sure how valuable your anecdotal the people I've spoke to is in terms of being an accurate reflection of the needs of the community. Personally, I would never be friends with someone who had the username Back the Blue. So maybe that's just because you don't hang out with people like that. And they've chosen to remove themselves from your life. So they wouldn't express that opinion to you. But yeah, you can continue with the speakers list.
Kat, can any of the, since Tomas had time left, can any of the co-sponsors continue?
Yes. So Tomas only used 20 seconds, which means that co-sponsors have 40 seconds left. Okay. So 40 seconds for co-sponsors starting now.
Okay. So we'll mention this later on today as we speak. We have widespread support. We have multiple organizations on this call who have signed on to our resolution, including Black Students United, the Multicultural Greek Confederation, Cornell DIMS, Cornell Progressive, Climate Justice Cornell, and that's just to name a few. If I was to continue, you would be shook. We also have multiple testimonials, multiple people messaging us on social media. We've spread a wide campaign. I don't know who you've been talking to, but you've been not talking to the right people. We also launched an email campaign. People have been emailing for weeks. People have been emailing for weeks, and you guys have used your essay tactics to delay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. You didn't even use all your time. Great. Okay. So I had a, okay. Moving forward with the speakers list, we have an essay member next. So again, we're alternating community and essay. We just had a community member speak. So we're going to move with the essay member, which would be Kayla. The floor is yours. You have 1 minute.
Hi. Thank you so much. I just want to say that this entire conversation has been problematic. I am a Black woman, I'm a gay woman, I'm a victim of police brutality. And I don't support what's happening right now. We've been looking at this bill as, oh, this is a way to protect our students and to preserve the dignity of the school, where all we're doing is putting students in danger. Half the bill says that police won't be responding to cases of overdose. We don't have a committee to deal with overdose. You're putting students in danger. All we've done is exclude Black and brown people who don't agree with you, exclude LGBTQ students who don't agree with you. And yes, there's a lot of support behind this bill, but the way that it is being managed, the way it's getting pushed, the way it is excluding half of the community shouldn't allow it to pass. Why are we acting like this is a situation where all of the campus agrees? It doesn't. A majority of the campus doesn't agree. And I ask that we provide amendments, that we allow actual discussion and inclusion before jumping onto a bill that might actually cause more harm.
Okay. Kayla, so you had hit time. Again, this will not, if again you go over time, then you're going to be muted. And I'm sorry, I forgot to send out a time reminder in the chat, and I'll do that in the future. Okay. Co-sponsors, if you would like to respond, go for it. Again, you have also a time restriction as well, and I'll send a reminder in the chat.
Uchu, do you want to go?
Yeah. So I think it's just really disappointing that you still have this viewpoint after all of the organizing and the teach-ins that all of the other Black and Indigenous people of color, the organizers that have put together this resolution, have been trying to do to educate people. As far as I remember, as far as I know correctly, you and other essay members put together a counter resolution to shoot down our resolution and didn't even take the proper steps to actually try and make amendments to this resolution, and instead had backdoor meetings with the chief of police and brought him here knowing the implications of policing for Black and Indigenous people of color, queer people on this call. I'm not here to invalidate anybody's experiences, but you also have to recognize that many of the co-sponsors on this call are also queer people, are also who come from low socioeconomic statuses. I'm a Black gay man. Parents are immigrants. I have a lot of intersectionalities, and you do not. I do not speak for any one person, and nor do you.
Why did you do?
I'm speaking. Thank you.
Okay.
So okay. You're disrespectful.
Oh my goodness. You're being disrespectful. Guys. Stop.
Point of order.
You're all going to be muted. Do not speak right now. Everyone, take a second. Okay. Let me reestablish some rules for the student assembly for every community member here. You may not interrupt another member while you're speaking. You will be muted. I have made this pretty clear. Please do not infringe on other members here their right to speak. Okay. If you want to speak, you are going to raise your hand in the chat. If you have a point of information, a point of order or something, put it in the chat, okay? Uche, I think you did hit your time just as Kayla started speaking.
Can I motion to extend to allow other co-sponsors to respond?
I don't think that's a good idea just because we have so many people on the speakers list.
Okay. Point of information.
There has been a respectful point of information. Zion, you did try to interrupt earlier. Again, please don't do that again. I also have a point of information from Annie. She actually messaged me privately, and I think she did message me before you requested your point of information. So I'm going to allow Annie to ask me point of information, and then I'm going to let Zion make his point of information. Annie, please state your point of information.
So my point of information is that I brought up amendments at last week's meeting, and I was told we're not taking amendments. So if you would like, I think there are some amendments that I have, I and some other SA members have proposed, and if you would like to hear them, we want to work with you and make a bill that we feel like is representative of the entire student body.
Okay. Thank you for that point of information. Zion, please state your point of information briefly.
She stated my point of information, but I do have a point of order, if I'm allowed to speak that.
Okay, what is your point of order?
I'm going to ask that you step down as chair because you have clearly had support of this resolution, which I do not have a problem with the president supporting their personal views. That said, I don't believe that anyone should be chairing that has a clear bias towards one side or the other.
Thank you so much for that point of order, Zion. I actually have responses straight from Robert's Rules and Understanding Rules. I'm going to go ahead and put them in the chat so you can all direct your attention there. Let's see. First of all, according to Robert's Rules, no member can be compelled to refrain from voting or stepping down unless they have like a pecuniary, direct personal or pecuniary interest in a motion. I do not have a pecuniary connection to this. Also in our standing rules, let me get this language as well. If you're saying that I have a conflict of information or I'm biased, it actually states that a conflict of information or bias does not exist unless I myself as a representative hold an executive board on another organization that conflicts with this. Again, I have the language right here and I will put it in the chat. Let's see. So here are my language to show everyone. So this is from earlier I sent language from Robert's Rules, which states that no member can be compelled to not vote or to step down. Here is language from our standing rules, section 4, rule lines 153 and following, that you should, you know, abstain, or if you have a conflict of interest, abstain from voting or chairing if you have a conflict of interest. It states exactly what a conflict of interest is. It says that right here, if you have a conflict of interest, it's because you hold an executive board position or you have like a financial conflict, which I do not. I have further language if you would like me to put it in the chat here. Let me send a few more from Robert's Rules that explains why asking someone who is a co-sponsor to step down from chairing or voting is actually inappropriate. And here we go. So, moreover, Zion, I actually really do appreciate your comment in ensuring that the integrity of this meeting is being held. And also, if you would like, I can ask student assembly members to vote on whether or not I should step down as chair. This would be an informal straw poll, but you should. That would mean that I have been unfit to chair. I have been remarkably biased and have been influencing this meeting in a way that is inappropriate. So I would leave that up to the student assembly members to decide for themselves. But again, if I have shown you the language that shows why chairmanship can still be established, I really do appreciate your question and ensuring the integrity of this motion, but I would just relying on the standing rules and Robert's Rules. This is where I'm coming from. Thank you for your question. Would anyone like to continue this conversation on whether I should step down as chair? Okay, seeing as there is not, thank you for your point of order, Zion. Continuing with this, okay. Just a second.
Point of order, Kat?
Okay, point of order, Johan, yes.
Kat, I trust your judgment on making sure that every idea is fairly represented as a chair, but at least according to my last year's experience, would be, I would say, a good practice for you to step down instead of chairing and let the Noah to chair. Because you are indeed one of the co-sponsors of the Resolution 11. And it does make more sense to me that you kind of have a conflict of interest in that you wish the resolution to be passed. So I hope you could step down as a chair, not because you have, I doubt your ability or capability of making sure that the discussion is fair, but I believe it's a good practice.
I'm going to respond first. So earlier in this meeting, I was a co-sponsor of the resolution with the OSGR bylaws. No one asked me to step down there, even though I was a co-sponsor. I just wanted to point that out. I've also, like, past people, when you co-sponsor, last year, when Joe co-sponsored things, you know, it was fine. Also, if I could direct you to the language, I already sent this in the chat. I'll send it again. Okay, here we go. If a member could in no case vote on a question affecting himself, it would be impossible for society to vote ever. In fact, it could cause the majority to prevent a small minority from preferring charges against them simply by including the names of all members. So the fact that I am a co-sponsor of this resolution, one, is not required by Robert's rules for me to step down, and two, again, it has not biased my chairing. I think you mentioned that you don't think that's the case. Again, I'm happy to let the student assembly vote on this if someone did motion to do so. No extra commentary.
Can I motion to vote on the student assembly voting on whether you can stay on as chair in this discussion?
For sure. So that's going to have to be a straw poll because there is no formal motion to remove a chair. But again, like a straw poll. So if the straw, okay, what a straw poll is like an informal feel of the student assembly. It's not a binding thing, but depending on the results of the straw poll, I will happily accept them. Like, I literally do not mind. I just want to mention that, like, I do feel like democratically elected person as chair.
Can I make a point of information, Kat?
And there's been a point of information from Mariah. Yes, Mariah.
Yeah, I think that this discussion is becoming very gendered. I don't know that we would criticize a white man in the same position. I don't like the way that we're treating Kat right now. Furthermore, there is not one person on the assembly that does not have an opinion on this resolution, as Tomas said. And so I don't think that there's anyone who would step into the role to chair who isn't also biased. We all have an opinion on this resolution. All of us are eventually going to vote one way or the other. There is no unbiased person who can chair this meeting. We all are biased. We all have our opinion on this meeting. Please don't disrespect Kat's leadership. This is completely ridiculous. Kat should continue to chair if she wants to continue to chair. I don't even think we should be taking a straw poll.
Point of information.
If you have a point of information, state it. If you're unmuted, please mute yourself unless you want to speak right now.
Point of information
from Tomas. Zion, because you already stated a point of information in the past, I'll let you state your point of information after Tomas. Tomas,
currently as chair, are you not non-voting? Therefore, if you were to step down, you would be able to vote, which would technically probably help the resolution passed anyways. So you guys realize that by asking a cat to step down, you're giving us numbers, right? Like, do you guys realize that or no? Because, I mean, I'm happy to take another vote.
Point of order.
Okay, I have a couple of different point of information. Yeah. One of them from Noah, point of information from Noah, point of information from Zion, and then point of order from Dylan. Noah, go ahead, and then Zion, and then Dylan.
Yeah, I just have more of a comment. I just want to second everything that Mariah said. I do feel like this conversation's become very gendered. And I just want to recognize that I think that Kat's doing a really fantastic job chairing this meeting and being as unbiased as possible, considering like the nature of this resolution. Thank you, Kat.
I really appreciate that, Noah. And I'm sure I'm sure you do a fantastic job chairing if you did step up. Next on the point of information list, we have Zion and then Dylan and then Savannah. Zion, please state your point of information.
I'll yield my time to the next speaker.
Okay, Dylan.
Yeah, my point of order is I respect that some people may have opinions. I disagree in the notion that everyone already has their opinion made up, so any chair of the meeting would be biased. I completely disagree. I think the fact that you are a co-sponsor of this resolution is as clear a bias towards it as there may be. It's nothing to do with who you are or your background or anything like that. It's simply because you are a co-sponsor for the resolution. And as we
appreciate... Point of information.
I'm going to respond to Dylan's really fast. Again, I literally just sent this in the chat. I'm going to send it one more time for you all to read. This is straight from Robert's rules, which govern every single meeting. So please actually read it. It says that even if someone's name is on a resolution, that does not mean that they should recuse themselves. Okay. Point of information from Savannah and then Uche.
Yeah, I just want to point out that like, it's literally in the bylaws, there are rules about this, and it's quite ridiculous that people are arguing about it when it's plain and in writing. And like, I've been on student assembly for, this is like my fourth year working with the assembly, and never, not once on my time on the assembly has the chair been asked to step down. I think it's actually quite sexist to ask her to do this. And I motion to wrap up this conversation because it's wasting time and just continue with the previous conversation.
Second.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you all for that. I really appreciate it. I think Uche had one last point of information, and then otherwise we will continue.
I really just want to echo what Savannah just said. All of you who are asking Kat to step down are displaying a lot of misogyny, sexism, and this is becoming very gendered, and it's actually quite disgusting. Kat has shown that she's very capable of running this meeting and chairing this meeting, so I suggest all of you who spoke up trying to get her to step down should hop off this meeting. You have no place here.
Okay, thank you for that.
Can I make a motion to extend the meeting by 30 minutes? It's almost 6:30.
Okay, yes. That is a very good suggestion. Can we please get, okay, so there's been a motion to extend the time. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any dissent? Please, if not, please cast.
Dissent.
Okay, there's dissent. Please state your dissent, Lucas.
It's semifinal week. I know this is an important discussion, but I think we're being very, or compromising a lot of our own mental health. And this is just a lot, you know, a dense subject to unpack. We have a lot on the agenda. I think we're better off postponing this whole thing.
Point of information.
Okay. So technically we're in the middle of voting. I don't know if point of informations are allowed in the middle of voting. Michael, correct me if that's wrong.
No, you're good.
Okay, thank you. Can we just, so there has been a motion to extend time. We're going to vote on whether or not to extend the time. Is that wrong? Someone correct me again. Great. SA members, yes.
It's a vote to vote.
Sorry, vote to vote because there was dissent from Lucas. We're going to vote really fast. Please cast your votes in the chat right now.
What would the quantity of voting be? So if we vote no, what would happen?
Michael or Noah, do you want to answer this?
Yeah, it just means that if this isn't passed, then our meeting's going to end at 6:30.
And so we won't be able to vote today, or we will have to postpone it next week?
We're adjourned. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
Oh, so voting for next week.
Yeah, we would just run out of time in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Please cast your votes. Continue casting your votes. SA members, please cast your votes now. Okay, I'm going to close voting in 5 seconds. Okay, so with a vote of 18 to 10 to 1, let me count. 18 to 10 to 2, this vote passes, which means we're now going to move into a vote. Is that correct? Okay. Please, okay. Michael, could you restate what we're voting on right now?
Sorry, I was literally looking at Robert's rules while you were doing that. I wasn't following.
Okay.
So we're voting to extend the meeting by 30 minutes.
Great. 30 minutes. Okay. Okay. Please cast your vote in the chat. And I'm receiving. Okay. 15 more seconds. Okay. Please continue casting your votes. I'm going to close voting in 5 to 10 seconds. So if you're an SA member and you have not voted yet, please cast your vote now. All of you voting members. Otherwise, I'll assume it's a abstention. Okay, so with a vote of, 15 to 11 to, with a vote of 15 to 11 to 4, that motion passes. If any SA member has a semifinal or a mental health problem right now, you may leave at 6:30. If you have already, if you have a prior time commitment, that's usually how it happens during SA meetings. If you extend time, people are allowed to leave. Okay. Great.
Can I make a motion to add the amendments that Uche mentioned earlier to the resolution?
Thank you. There has been a motion to amend. Could you please state your amendments?
I actually have them written down on a document. I don't know if y'all want me to share my screen.
That would be great. Thank you.
As well, I can share my screen. So the first round of amendments, I'm just going to add one more. There are co-sponsors to this resolution that I wanted to add on. They are all the people who are in red. I guess that's the first amendment that I wanted to make to this. Or should I go through all of my amendments, honestly? I'm going to just go through all of them. Okay. The next set of amendments that we also wanted to add on, we also wanted to go in and discuss a little bit more lines 130 through 131 to 132, defining what we mean by lethal weapons. It does not refer or exclusively to guns, as any weapon such as a taser or a baton can be used with deadly force. We also wanted to add in amendments from 134 to 153, where we will be discussing alternative mechanisms that we hope to have put in place. Cornell should not look to create more community structures that do not rely upon the armament of CUPD. Alternative mechanisms should be put in place in the transition towards disarming the Cornell University Police Department, such as, but not limited to, a mental health emergency response team and an alternative blue light system that would have no affiliation with CUPD that provide paid jobs filled by unarmed Ithaca community members. To address issues concerning drug and alcohol-related medical emergencies, the Cornell University Emergency Medical Response Team should not call CUPD if a student is underage. In the event of an active threat on campus, CUPD should not have weapons because there exist non-armed responses to perpetrators of gun violence. The quick nature of gun violence does not permit for police officers to prevent violence and harm incurring on other students, since mass shootings often stop at the volition of the perpetrator and not because of armed intervention. More weight should be given to the reality and consequences of police brutality and not the hypothetical mass shooting scenarios that rarely occur in the first place. And then at the bottom, there were also, I wanted to add amendments where we added in the co-sponsors of the resolution, but also add in the student organizations that support our resolutions, which include Black Students United, Native American and Indigenous Students at Cornell, South Asian Council, Cornell Democrats, Climate Justice Cornell, Cornell Abolitionist Revolutionary Society, the Multicultural Greek and Fraternal Council, Cornell Students for Black Lives, Do Better Cornell, the People's Organizing Collective, La Asociación Latina, Cornell Progressives, Cornell Dream Team, and the Men of Color Council. As well, I also the Cornell Asian and Pacific Islander Student Union.
I think also ASA, Uche.
Yeah, just Arab works.
Okay, thank you. Oh, as well as the Gender Justice Advocacy Coalition, my apologies.
Point of information.
Yeah, sure, Annie. What is it? I don't know if that's here.
Can the new document be like uploaded to Box somewhere so that SA members can like quickly read it? Because like we didn't have time to look at these amendments.
Yeah, Uche, would you mind doing that? Okay. If not, I guess we're going to... Kat, you're back. Okay, cool.
I am here. Sorry. Okay, great. So now the amendments have been shown to everyone. Was there a second to those amendments? So from what I remember, Lucy had motioned to amend, right? And then Uche had showed us all of the amendments. Let me know if I missed something in there.
Second.
Okay, so someone has seconded the amendments. Is there any dissent to...
Dissent?
Okay.
So can I just have like 2 minutes to read it?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. We're going to give like 2 to 3 minutes for everyone to read through those amendments. Uche, when you get a second, could you please put in the box so it's available to everyone? And once you do, I can send a link in the chat for everyone to review the amendments. Okay. 2 minutes, guys. I'm going to turn off my camera for a bit to get some water.
Oh, POI or something.
POI.
I know it's nitpicky of me, but there's a typo. Line 149, it says and.
Has the link been sent out yet?
We're still working on it. Yeah.
Can I make a motion to vote on the amendments because it's been 3 minutes?
POI, I still don't have access to it.
Same.
That's fair.
You're same.
Thank you.
Quick question. Are we waiting for someone to share it in the chat?
Yeah, is there a link?
I've uploaded it. So there's a link now. I can, I guess, send it.
Can you send it to me and I can send it to everyone?
Yep.
Thank you. The link has been put in the chat for you all to review the amendments.
POI, I guess. Could you quickly say which lines were changed again?
Lines 131 up until line 256.
Thank you.
Do we need more time? A minute, maybe?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, please.
One more minute. Okay, I had a message that some people can't view the file. You should definitely be, you're more than welcome to review the file. It might just be an issue with guests. Thank you, Noah. Sometimes the link sharing doesn't work correctly, but I think the link that was just in the chat should be open for anyone to view it. Let me know if it doesn't work again.
POI.
Okay, there's been a, who was that? Sorry.
Lucas,
okay, yes.
It looks like the executive committee or says reviewed by executive committee. That information is blank and the date that it was reviewed is blank. Just wondering about that.
Sorry, that I can have that in there. The other resolution that we're discussing right now has that. I'm just looking at the copy that I had that I sent in before.
Okay. No, just making sure it was the same, that it wasn't.
Yeah, it's the same change.
Has everyone had a chance to read it now? Thirty more seconds? Is that what's needed?
Yes, please.
30 more seconds, and then I'm calling it, okay? I have my timer going, so you can all watch.
Could I motion something?
What is your motion?
To open up the chat.
Mm.
if it's a problem, I we don't have to. But like, I think that there was some really healthy discourse going on in there, and I didn't like how we were silencing folks.
Okay, so the 30 seconds is up. I appreciate that motion. It has been. There's like no official rules on this. I'm going to.
I second the motion.
Okay, so this is like not an official motion. Like, there is no motion that exists
in regards to
Zoom voting. And this is like, again, like a procedural fact behind the scenes.
Are community members allowed to do points of information?
Michael?
I think you let Zion make unless he's elected. So following precedent, I think you probably should.
Okay, point information. At this point, I think that these tactics are literally to delay voting. And you guys have also been delaying this for like 3 weeks now. We've worked tirelessly. Co-sponsors of the resolution have been organizing for weeks. We've spent like many, many, many hours on this resolution. You all are delaying the vote. You have 207 people on this call who want to vote, like who want to know if this resolution passed. Stop delaying the vote. Stop your delaying tactics. You guys know what this is. It's vote. Vote. Literally vote.
Thank you for that point of information, Sherelle. Mariah, do you withdraw your motion to open
The chat isn't super, like, that's not. I just wanted to say it while we were waiting, but we don't have to talk about it now.
Great. Thank you.
Point of information.
I am getting many point of information. Do people not want to vote? Is that what it is?
Could I motion to amend? To accept the amendments?
Okay.
I second.
So, okay, so you don't actually have to do this because we already had a motion to amend and it had been seconded and there was no dissent to my belief. We just waited for the moments to become published. So now we're going to move into voting on the amendments. Okay, does everyone understand? Thank you for Morgan and Annie for like motioning to amend again a second time. So SA members, only SA voting members, please cast your vote in the chats on approving these amendments. I'm going to close voting in like 10 seconds. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Okay. So with a vote of 23-0 to, I believe it's, let me count again really fast. 23-0-3, this amendment passes. All these amendments pass. Okay. Going back to discussion on the resolution, we're going to go into debate now, as we've been trying to do. Okay. Motion to vote. Great.
Second.
Okay. So there's been a second. Is there dissent? State your dissent, please.
Tomas, if you want to go first.
I mean, y'all have been talking about, you know, the needs of the community and the desires of the community for weeks now. And so we brought 200 members of our community to speak and y'all aren't giving them the chance. So I think, you know, in staying consistent to what you guys have been saying, you should give the community a chance to speak. So, yeah.
I agree. My dissent is the same thing as well. There are a lot of people, y'all were asking for constituents who supported this, and we brought them here, and they have voices, and they want to speak up, and they deserve to be heard, because we represent all of these students who have come on this call to speak to us. They're your constituents as well, so you should allow them the opportunity to be able to speak.
Okay, thank you for stating your dissent. We're now going to move into a vote to vote. Okay.
Can she withdraw?
I'll withdraw. Sorry. I just thought you guys wanted to vote. My bad.
Thank you. I think what was they wanted people to speak and then they wanted to vote. But thank you for withdrawing, Morgan. I really appreciate it. Okay. So going back to discussions, what we just did before, I will recognize a community member and then an SA member. I will alternate. You'll have 1 minute to speak. Okay. Okay. Let me look at this. So Noah just informed me that he accidentally lowered someone's hand. He accidentally lowered Tomas's hand, so he was actually first on the speaker's list. And then I will recognize as a community member, Caleb Smith. But first, Tomas, the floor is yours. You have 1 minute. Again, I will send a time reminder.
The only thing I want to say was that I think it's really interesting that our chief of police was talking about accountability and then immediately left the meeting as soon as people were, you know, trying to hold the police accountable. That being said, I would like to cede the rest of my time to George Defendini, who is co-president of La Asociación Latina.
Great, thank you. George, because Tomas has ceded his time to you, you have 50 seconds, okay. Wherever you are.
Right. My name is George. I'm a junior in arts and sciences. I'm also co-president of La Asociación Latina and the co-founders of Cornell Progressive, two organizations that have endorsed the resolution because they recognize the political moment we're in. Like you in the SA, I'm a representative for my constituents.
Can someone hear him?
George, could you speak up just a little bit?
Yeah, George, could you speak
maybe
up?
Maybe a little closer to the mic.
Yes.
Can you hear me a little bit better?
No. Can you speak louder or move your mic closer to you?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to try.
Sure. You'll be given time back because we couldn't hear, a bit of you. And you can also change the settings on your mic on Zoom. I just had someone message that to me privately, if that would help as well. Thank you.
Can you hear me better now?
Not really. If you go to, on Zoom, you see your microphone and the little arrow. If you go to audio settings, if you click on the arrow, click on audio settings, and then you go to input level, you can raise the input volume so people can hear you better. Please let us know as soon as possible if you think it's been fixed.
Is it right if I use my mic?
George, is it cool if I just read your statement?
I'm okay with that, sure.
We can hear you now.
Oh, we can hear you now.
Okay, so I can read my statement then. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. My name is George Cipollini. I'm a junior in the arts and sciences. I'm also co-president of La Asociación Latina and the co-founder of Cornell Progressives, two organizations that have endorsed this resolution because they recognize the political moment we're in. Like you on the SA, I'm a representative for my constituent, and it's my job to advocate for their interests. Many in my community, Black and Indigenous Latinos in particular, are subject to profiling and violence by police endlessly, and the presence of arms on campus only heightens the anxiety and the possibility for tragedy on our campus amongst those most marginalized to us. I know there are many in the SA with Tony Tartari, some of them out the endorsement of LA in the past election. Let me say this. Do your duty. The Latin community is watching, and we remember who supported the community and who didn't next election cycle. And to the members of my community who are on the SA, I say this, be brave. I know something like CUPD disarmament seems big and scary, but think of your Black and Brown siblings and how they are counting on you. Sean Valientes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, George, for that statement. You were exactly 1 minute, so that was perfect. Also, because it was a little in and out, we were able to hear most of it, but if you want to send your statement to me, I'll send it in the chat so people can understand what you fully said. Thank you for that. Going back to the speakers list, now we're going back to the student assembly side, as we just had, that was Tomas ceding time to George, so we're going to go to a community member now. I'm going to recognize Caleb Smith. You have 1 minute. I will send a time reminder in the chat.
Thank you. So
just checking in. So earlier the police officer asked to for us to check the Cornell the CUPD report. I actually have this report pulled up here, and so I guess I should offer a little trigger warning for mentions of crime and violence. Based on the stats that I'm only going to use four, but we've based on last reported year, which was 2018, we had 6 mentions of aggravated assault, 30 of burglary, 2 of arson, and 6 of motor vehicle theft. So in total, we have 44 mentions of crime that may involve needing to be armed, and that's 2 years ago. And I think that that is an extremely negligible amount of crimes for us to, for anyone to be willing to say that the police need weapons. I just think that it's so negligible to the point that any defenses of this are kind of nonsensical. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That was exactly 55 seconds and about one minute. So that was within time. Do any co-sponsors wish to respond? If so, you will have 1 minute to respond. I see shaking heads. Wonderful. We're going to move with forward with the speakers list. I'm going to recognize a student assembly member now. I just had a community member speak. Annie, you have 1 minute.
I think hands went down for the voting. Claire was actually before me, before the whole amendment.
Oh, okay, great. So you're saying like, okay.
Like go back, you can go back to Claire.
Okay.
She was on there before me.
Great, so you're ceding your time to Claire. Claire, the floor is yours, Representative Templeman.
Hi, thank you. So I just want to ask how, so based on New York State law, which sadly we cannot change right now, if we were to disarm CUPD, we'd have to enter into an agreement with some sort of extra policing force, which sadly we don't have as many options to like hold them accountable as we do with CUPD. So how would we hold whatever extra policing force that's going to enter onto the Cornell campus accountable? Thank you.
Great, thank you for your question. Do co-sponsors want to respond? You'll have a minute to respond. If you don't want to respond, I can also move forward with the speakers list.
Yeah, Claire, could you repeat the last part of your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask how we're going to hold either the Tompkins County Sheriff's Office accountable, given that there is no equivalent of like a PSAC for them, which would happen if CUPD was disarmed.
So there actually is an equivalent for the Ithaca community. I don't have the link to, I guess, their version of an oversight board, but there actually is an equivalent for it as well.
I also just want to clarify that just because we pass this legislation doesn't mean that the next day CUPD is going to be disarmed. The administration is going to look at this and they're going to make the decision of what to implement if they want to implement parts of this legislation.
I also want to make the point that if we were to enter into a memorandum, outside police would only be responsible for responding to violent felonies and investigating missing persons.
Okay, great. 45 seconds left if you want to send something. I had a community member send me a link, so I did put it in the chat. I think it's in response to what Uche said. So thank you to our community member who sent that to me. Okay, going forward with the speakers list. We just had a student assembly member speak, so I'm going to recognize a community member. Yana, the floor is yours. You have a minute.
Thanks. I just want to talk briefly about process. I heard that there was a counter resolution proposed, which is not the one we're discussing right now, that was a product of closed door meetings with CUPD. And I do want to say, as student elected representatives, it's not acceptable that you all went to CUPD instead of students to create that resolution. More than unacceptable, it's pretty disgusting that you all heard Black and Brown students say that they did not feel safe with armed agents of a white supremacist institution, and then decided that a good response would be to bring in the chief of that racist institution to speak, right? And I think it's really telling that the proposed resolution removed all of the discussion around the racist and classist origins of policing and the disarmament resolution, and the specifics of that, which is really vital context for understanding modern day policing. I think it's really violent and appalling, and every individual that participated and signed their name onto that should feel personally ashamed to be associated with that level of disrespect to your student community. Thanks.
Point of information.
Okay, thank you, Yana. Zion, please state your point of information quickly.
Of course. Just to clarify, we actually started, I'm one of the people that had my signatures as a co-sponsor for the other resolution. We started by reaching out to several students from different political spectrums, different backgrounds, diversity like that. We did think that it was essential to ask police what just different stuff about the policing system, because before calling for a reform of a system, we think it's important that you actually know what the system is that you're calling for reform for. So to say that we made it based off of their recommendations would be inaccurate.
Okay. Point of information.
Thank you for the point of information. Uche has another point of information. Uche.
So yeah, I think I'm just going to continue to echo Yana's point and every other people who support this resolution. The point is that what you did was absolutely disrespectful and disgusting, especially to Black and Brown Indigenous people of color who are sitting on this call, but outside in the Cornell community and in the Ithaca community. I know that you guys did not do the due diligence in reaching out to student organizations, because we also did our due diligence in reaching out to these student organizations. They all told us that they had no correspondence from any of you about your version of the resolution. Y'all are disrespectful, and you co-opted off of the work of all the organizers and the co-sponsors of this resolution, and you made a watered-down, sad version of our resolution that we put a lot of hard work and effort into.
Okay. Thank you for that point of information, Uche. Going to continue with the speakers list. Zion, okay. Did you?
I would like to make a point of information.
Okay.
Wait, actually, I'm sorry. Okay.
I feel like I should clarify what a point of information is if people don't know.
Yes, please.
Michael, do you want to define it for us as parliamentarian, or I can just give you what it is?
Yeah, go ahead, Kat. You also don't need to recognize all the POIs.
Thank you. I don't think I will be continuing to do that after this. Great. A point of information is if you like have something relevant, or if you have like a question to what we're discussing right now, if it's a question, then you can interrupt the speakers for the point of information. It's not to be used to debate anything. Okay.
Moving. Can I make a motion to vote?
There has been a motion to vote.
I second.
Okay. There's been a second. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your dissent.
I think it's very clear that we still have a lot of people from both sides who really want to continue speaking, and we should allow them that space to continue to do so. As well, there's other materials that we want to present as well. There are other community members, community leaders who have taken the time out of their day. Everybody's super busy, but they took the time out of the day to come here and talk about this issue. So we should not be trying to silence our community members. These people are your constituents, and by you trying to rush this vote, you are effectively silencing them, and I hope everybody takes note of that if you move forward with trying to stop discussion.
Thank you for stating your dissent. We're now going to move into a vote to vote.
Wait, was the motion withdrawn?
Oh, thank you for that. Do you withdraw your motion?
No.
Who is motion? I can't hear, actually. See?
Kayla Butler's motion to vote. Do not retract it.
Okay, great. Okay, so you don't retract, so we're going to move into a vote to vote. SA members, voting members, please cast your votes in the chat.
Can I proxy vote on this for someone?
If you're proxy voting, please message me privately. And I am getting a few proxy votes, so they won't be visible in the chat, but I will be recording them. Okay, I have one proxy vote. I have two proxy votes, actually. Okay, please keep voting. Every SA member, please cast your vote now. Otherwise, I'll assume it's an abstention. I'm going to close voting in 20 seconds. We still have some members who have not voted. If you're not voting, I'm going to assume that's an abstention. Again, okay, I need to count the proxy votes. Okay, so I had one proxy vote in favor and one proxy vote against. I'm going to close voting right now. So that means in total, we had 13 yeses and 15 noes. So that means we are not going to vote. On this right now. Okay. Moving forward with the
point of inquiry.
Okay, Valentina, state it very quickly, and otherwise I will not be recognizing DMI.
We extended this meeting until 7. Do we need to extend it again, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'll motion to extend till 7:15.
Okay, thank you.
I want point of information.
Second.
Or okay. I don't know if this would be, but if we're extending it so much because it is finals week, and I did support the first extension, but I think this second extension might be too much.
Okay, so that was, okay, thank you for that. That was not a point of information, but that would have been a dissent. So there was a motion, there was a second, and then dissent. I'm assuming there was dissent, Andrea, that's probably what you meant, right?
Yeah, I do think that like semifinals week, I don't know.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And again, I think I made it clear, like if you're someone who has to go because you have an unavoidable conflict, you are more than welcome to go. And as long as we don't go below quorum, it's okay. I do recognize that we went over time.
I also, say dissent as well?
I mean, we already had a dissent, so you don't have to.
But can I say dissent with a reason?
To dissent very quickly.
Yeah, so rationale at this point, we have a lot of community members that want to speak. I think we're better served as an assembly to set up a separate meeting where we can block out a substantial amount of time to discuss strictly this, so we're not bogged down with all the other, you know, stuff we do as an assembly. I think that would be a favorable action to look at.
Okay.
What is separate town hall. Saying that to block our fucking voices.
I'm going to have to mute you. Sorry. Again, please do not interrupt folks.
I don't withdraw my motion. So.
Yeah, Mariah does not withdraw. I also do want to say that I have received word from the co-sponsors that they will not be responding, just so that we can save time and allow more community members to speak. Again, every community member only gets 1 minute. So I have a feeling we could get through a fair amount of them within like 30 minutes and then be done at 7:30. Okay. Great. So
I thought it was only a 15-minute extension.
Oh, 15 minutes, excuse me. Okay. So there has been a motion. It was seconded. We had dissent. We're going to move into a vote to vote. Please vote really fast right now so you can get through this.
Sorry. What's yes and what's no?
Okay. If you vote yes, that means that you do believe. Okay. Michael, can you like clarify this?
You want to vote on the 15-minute extension. Yeah, yes is you want to vote on the 15-minute extension, and no is you don't want to vote on this 15-minute extension. If it fails, then the meeting's just done. As you know, no, I'm not sure if I'm right there, but I'm pretty sure the meeting just is over.
Perfect.
Point of information or just question.
Okay, so we're in the middle of voting. So technically, like, according to Robert's rules, we're not allowed to, like, debate or, you know, make motions or make points while we're in the middle of voting. I'm happy to recognize your point of information after voting is closed. Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, of course. Can a question be asked, though, that completely just about procedure?
Wait, what?
Can a question be asked about procedure?
The ask?
No, can I ask a question about procedure?
Yes, afterwards.
Okay.
Great. Please vote. If you haven't voted already, I'm going to assume that's an abstention. So there have been... Okay, I'm going to close voting in like 5 to 10 seconds. And if you're proxy voting for someone, send me your proxy vote privately. Closing voting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. I had 2 proxy votes in favor that voted yes. So that makes it a total of 16 to 11 to, I think it's 16 to 11 to 2. So that does pass. So we're now going to move into voting on whether to extend. SA members, please cast your vote in the chat. If you vote yes, this means you approve of a 15-minute extension. If you vote no, this means you do not approve. I'm going to close voting in like 20 seconds. And if you're proxy voting again, please message me privately. SA members, cast your votes now. Okay. I'm going to close voting in 10 seconds. I received 2 proxy votes that vote yes, and closing voting now. So that makes it a total of 15 yeses, 15 to 11 to, what's the math? 15 to 11 to 3. Okay, thank you all very much. So the meeting has been extended until 7:15. We're going to keep moving with the speakers list. Like I just said, the co-sponsors said that they will try not to respond so we can get through all community members. First on the community member,
A quick point of information.
Sorry, I forgot Andrea had a point of order, I believe, and then a point of information from Lucy. Andrea, please very quickly state your point of order.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, is what Lucas asked, is it feasible to just like make one separate meeting for this topic, as it is very important?
We can totally do that at any time. Also, like, we, it doesn't affect the voting right now, but like, we're happy to host like a town hall about this. Okay, great. Thank you. Point of information from Lucy, very quickly.
Yeah, so we gathered testimonials from the community, and I would like to link them on the chat if possible so people can read them.
Perfect. Message me the link privately, and I will send that to everyone so that you can view the comments. Okay. Next on the community side, I'm going to recognize Zion. You already spoke, but do you want to speak again? Actually, did you speak earlier? Because you should be on the second speaker's list, if so.
You did.
Correct.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be on the second speaker's list. So Shivali is actually next as our community member. Shivali, you have 1 minute. Oh, wait, shoot. Sorry. I had another community member who has to go, so I'm going to recognize her really fast. Rochelle, 1 minute, and only because she has to go leave like right now.
Hi, I'm Rochelle. I'm one of the founders of Basement Panteras. I just wonder, somebody mentioned earlier that they want
Rochelle, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Do you think you can speak into the mic?
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Perfect.
Is that better? So I just want to, my name's Rochelle, and I'm one of the founders of Ithaca Pantheras, and I just want to talk real quickly about someone earlier mentioned that they would like this vote to be representative of the demographics of Cornell. Cornell is majority white, and therefore they're not the normal people who are being affected by policing in the United States. So if this vote would be representative of the community and majority of the people who are more accurately represented are not affected, then they would not see the need. So I would ask if the people who are representative think of the marginalized when you're casting your vote and consider that. And with that, I'm be out.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night. Thank you for coming. Okay. So great. Moving forward with the speakers list, I'm going to go to an SA member, as I did just recognize a community member. That would be, I think, Lucas, unless there's someone. I think it is Lucas. Lucas, you have 1 minute.
Yeah, so I want to recognize first, because it was omitted from the announcements, that Tompkins County is currently, you know, soliciting feedback regarding their public safety campaign and, you know, also the city of Ithaca. So look for those links. It was shared last week and it's all over their website. So be on the lookout for them.
Excuse me, isn't discussion right now only related to the resolution? Why are we talking about
I was just mentioning that as just a point. Sorry.
Well, interrupt people. Lucas, I'm going to give you like 5 extra seconds because of that.
Yeah. So, and I apologize for interrupting you as well, all right, that dialogue. But I guess I would encourage us, especially if the concern is, you know, making sure this represents the, you know, the vote of the people per se, I think that we can do that internally. But I would also suggest that, you know, maybe we look at changing this resolution to a sense of body, which allows us to allocate 2 community votes. So that would, I think, involve us having to go back through committee. I don't think we can just change the type of recommendation because it was reviewed. But I would really think that that would be awesome, because we would allow people to be able to have an actual vote on this that would count towards, you know, the direction of this. So I would look favorably on that change occurring if we don't make it to a vote today. You know, just wanted to put that out there and let community members know that is an option and a push for that.
Thank you, Lucas. Just to clarify, that was not an official motion to amend the resolution to change it to sense of the body, right? Just to
correct, because I don't think we can motion. That would be a question for Michael. Michael, can we change the type of resolution it is, or does it have to go back through committee?
I'm really not sure. I started Googling it or started looking through the bylaws the second you asked it. I'm sorry.
Okay, great.
Can I say something since we did this last year?
Is this a point of information from last
no,
year?
No. I just wanted to tell Michael that we did pass it last year, that the parliamentarian can change the type somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. That happened
with BDS. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did that with BDS.
Thank you. That actually did happen in 2018, I do believe. But again, that was an official motion to amend the resolution. This is just something for us to keep in mind. So, Michael, I think as a parliamentarian, you do have 2019, actually. Thank you. Someone reminded me. Anyways, okay. So thank you, Lucas, for that comment. I'm going to move forward to our next member on the speakers list, which is going to be a community member. I'm going to recognize Shivali. You're going to have 1 minute to speak.
So somebody previously voiced the concern that there would be no, like, committees in place to respond to overdoses if this resolution passed, but the CUPD could still handle overdoses without a committee. You don't need a gun for that. And if you check the Cornell statistical reporting for crimes through 2018, most of them are for, let's see, after the fact reported rape, fondling, stalking. You don't need a weapon to address any of those. There's also plenty of like burglaries, but armed ones usually occur in town, and those are all responded to by IPD already, and they have weapons. All campus burglaries are usually like a stolen laptop or something, and they can be handled, again, without guns. In Cornell, they mentioned that, like Chief Honan mentioned, that Cornell isn't under the jurisdiction of any one police department, but both Ithaca and Cayuga police departments are on call in case of drastic crises, and that's obviously rare and nearly non-existent by the amount of time that he spent utilizing his gun. So also the common arrests made by CUPD are alcohol and drug charges, which are in the hundreds. Those disproportionately affect Black and Indigenous, other peoples of color, and compared to the amount which they make arrests for possession of weapons, those are in the single digits. So I think it's very obvious that they don't need weapons.
Great. Thank you. That was on time. Thank you for those comments, Chevali. Seeing as we do not have any SA members with their hands up, I'm going to continue with the speakers list. Yes.
As co-sponsors, are we allowed to like respond?
Oh, would you like to respond to that?
I do. It's thank you, Chevali, for what you said. It was beautiful. I wanted to see if I could cede my time to a community member.
Sure. You may. Yes. You like do have the right to respond.
Yes.
Who is the community member you'd like to cede your time to?
I wanted to cede my time to Melissa D.
Okay, Melissa D, you have 1 minute to respond, one minute to speak.
Hi, guys. So I just wanted to say that there's been a lot of, like, stress about this entire situation. And I don't think it was said that, I know somebody was saying we're putting police officers in danger. But my response to that is you chose to be a police officer, right? A police officer's job is not to shoot any civilian, even in the case that they're guilty, right? Like, and we are a bunch of college students. There is never a situation here where a gun or even a baton is necessary. In addition to that, I also wanted to say that the police often do not come when they are necessarily needed. Like in every single tragic event we've happened here, CUPD has always showed up at the very last minute, or not the very last minute, but they just have not responded in time to be able to save a life. You know, this is Cornell, and it's very unfortunate that like death like is written around the school. And I just want y'all to think about that. Like in any situation where this, like things like this happen, they're not superheroes. They respond after the fact. On top of that, I just wanted to say, a lot of you are really showing your true colors about who we attend the institution with. You know, this is an Ivy League. This is supposed to be the best of the best. And a lot of y'all have really portrayed that you lack severe critical thinking skills pertaining to issues that do not necessarily affect you. So that's my piece.
Thank you. Okay, now is that time. I'm going to, okay. I'm going to call for decorum just to remind everyone, and also moving forward with the speakers list. George, I'm going to recognize you as you haven't spoken during the discussion. Again, I just want to make it clear, like, establishing decorum at our meeting. George, you have 1 minute to speak.
Oh, I have 1 minute to speak about my decorum, or?
Oh, 1 minute to speak, like, say your piece.
Oh, okay, yeah, and I was just going to say a few things. First of all, like, since we're still in discussion, these guns aren't used at all for 25 years, and we could just spend that money on literally anything else. Second of all, your hog left. He left like a coward. Last of all, I want to recognize everyone except pretty much Lucas Smith. All you pro cop people don't have your cameras on. I have my on. I'll tell you, I'm on the second floor of PSB right now. You can come meet me. Also, someone should probably extend this fucking meeting. Sorry for cursing.
Okay.
All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Decorum. Thank you, George. I do second your, like, I do recognize, thank you for saying that we should extend this meeting. Also, just so you all know, anything you say during this meeting goes on the public record. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear earlier. Okay.
It does.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just so you all know.
Can I make a motion to vote?
So
people have stuff at 7:30. People have tests. It's semifinals week.
Okay. Point of information.
So, okay. No point of information. Wait. Okay.
SA members are allowed to leave, though, if they do have something to do, test, or a mental health problem. Yes. And I'd be happy to take your proxy vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kat. Yes.
Thank you.
I did say this twice Thank before. You. If you have to go, you are more than able to go.
Yeah, because there's still 180 people here, so I don't want to end this right
okay. now. So we're sticking with the speakers list. So there had been a motion to vote. Do you withdraw your motion?
No, I do not withdraw my motion. I think people are here because they're waiting to hear the vote.
Okay, is there a second?
I disagree.
So there's a dissent. Do we really have to do a vote to vote again? So there's been dissent.
Can we actually not? Like, is anybody, is are people fine with kind of like going, like skirting okay. past the bureaucracy and kind of just okay. like.
Uche, do you want to state your dissent?
Yes, I'm going to continue saying this again. Katarina said, if you have something to do, if they're for mental health reasons, you need to hop off, you can hop off and send in your proxy votes. I think we have 180 people here because they want to voice their opinion. So you don't speak for these people. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for stating your dissent. We're going to do a very fast vote to vote. Okay. SA members, cast your votes in the chat right now. I'm going to keep voting open for 20 seconds. And if you have a proxy vote, please message that to me privately. Okay, keep sending your votes. Otherwise, I'm going to call it in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. SA members, please vote. I see a few of you haven't. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so I had a couple proxy votes, 2 in favor and then 1 against. So that makes it a total of 9 to 15 to, sorry, I'm like trying to do math so fast right now. 9 to 15. So it's 9 to 15 to 4, I think. Okay. Where does that leave us, Michael, right now?
Sorry, what was it a majority for?
No, majority 9 to 15 to 4, so against.
It fails and then you go to a vote.
Okay, great. So unfortunately we do have to move to a vote right now.
Wait, point of information?
Point of information.
I thought we were voting to vote, so if it failed, we're not gonna vote.
Sorry, you're totally right.
Okay.
You're totally right. Thank you for catching that, yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. We're gonna continue with the discussion. Yes, Michael.
Sorry. Yeah. Sense of body. Just wanted to put this out there. If you're looking to do that, any only requirement I saw is it needs to be through a Qualtrics survey. And then that could be administered. So if someone's looking to extend the meeting and then add in a Qualtrics survey to be able to get the sense of body, there'd be the community vote there in that aspect.
Okay. Thank you for stating that, Michael. Going to continue with the speakers list, again, of community members. I'm going to recognize Abena, you have 1 minute. And I'm hopeful we can get through all of our community members who have their hands raised, and then we will hopefully end the meeting then. Okay. Abena, the floor is yours, 1 minute.
Okay, hi, I just wanted to say thank you to all the co-sponsors and the organizers for putting this resolution together. I first just wanted to say that as a Black woman, I just find it very telling that the people who are against this resolution are against it, because you have so many Black, Brown, and Indigenous people telling you their experiences with the police. I know that I have been a victim of police brutality. So you have so many people, so many members of the community telling you their experiences, and you're just ignoring them. And then I'd also like to say to Bill Liker, Gianna G, Grace Ogden, Mike and Elizabetta, it's very telling of who you are as a person to have your name be back the blue, especially in a discussion like this when we are talking about police brutality. So thank you. That's it.
Thank you for that.
Can I make a motion?
Okay. Thank you for those comments, Abena. I need a motion to extend first. As chair, I'd look favorably upon a motion to extend the meeting for 15 more minutes, and I will likely call for a hard stop at 7:30.
Motion to extend the meeting for 15 minutes.
Thank you, Jesse. Is there a second? Great. Any dissent? If we dissent, we have to do another vote to vote. So just putting that out there.
If you don't want to, just vote no instead of doing a dissent.
Okay. So, okay, great. Thank you. So SA members, please cast your vote right now in the Zoom function to extend for 15 more minutes. And again, I will call for a hard stop. And if you're proxy voting, send me your proxy vote. I'm going to close voting in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I received one proxy vote in favor of yes, so that makes it a total of 17 to 5 to 16. 7, okay, the vote went up again. 18 to 5 to 1. So the meeting has been extended for 15 minutes. Okay, continuing with the speakers list.
Can I make a motion?
What is your motion, Uche?
Motion to change this resolution to a sent to the body resolution so that we can allow community members to actually have a vote and weigh in on this.
Okay. There has been a second, and Michael did clarify that this was a
point of information. Would that be like right now for community members to vote? And do we have that system in place?
Yeah. Is anyone from the office? Sorry to interrupt. Is anyone from the Office of the Assemblies here?
I do believe they are here. If you could.
I'm here.
Hi, Gina. Thank you so much for being here. So there has been a motion to change this resolution type to a sense of the body, which would require a community vote. According to our standing rules, that requires, I think, the use of a Qualtrics form. Yeah. Also, we have a very handy like Zoom voting function right here, but I just want to run it by you on how the office would like to proceed.
If it specifies Qualtrics, it should be Qualtrics. I think what we've done for some internal elections is use something that we could do rather quickly called Mentimeter, which would allow everybody to vote anonymously, and then we could just give you the results of that. Do you want to do that?
Thank you. Uche?
Can I make a point of information? Sorry.
Point of information from Mariah, quickly.
Yeah, I was just getting some information from Masa as well, since I think she helped with the resolution when we changed it to Qualtrics. I'm pretty sure that the Qualtrics has to come out like a week after the resolution. Like I there's like some extended period of time. Like we couldn't do it right now. We would need to send it out to the whole school and have them vote. So I'm not sure what Mentimeter is, but I can also cede my time to Masa just to because I think that she knows a little bit more about this than I do, but we couldn't do it right now. It would need to be something that like is open for, I think it's 72 hours or something like that. Like we can't do it just right now this second.
Yes, thank you for that point of information, Mariah. That is true in our standing rules. I do believe that we couldn't finish the vote right now. Okay, so it is required that we use a Qualtrics. Uche, do you still maintain your motion? You're muted right now.
Yes, I still maintain my, wait, I'm confused. So if we do this, Mariah, I apologize, would we... the Qualtrics would be open for 72 hours?
Yeah, I forget the specific number of hours, but yeah, it would be open for like some specified number of hours, and the Qualtrics link would be sent to like the entire student body, and everyone would have a chance to vote. We wouldn't have our results today.
Okay. As chair, I'm going to recognize Masa, who did implement this change last year. Masa, you have 30 seconds to explain what's going to happen.
Hi. So it would be like you'd have to make, if I remember correctly, you'd have to make the change right now and then table it for next week, giving the student body time to look at the resolution and vote on it. And then we would have the results. I'm not sure when exactly, but in the span of when the SA would be voting on the actual resolution. So to give the student body time to read over the resolution and vote, giving them time just because we know that people cannot vote in like a 15 minutes period.
Okay, thank you. Check their email.
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you for withdrawing your motion, Uche. Great. Okay. Perfect. We're going to keep moving with the speakers list. I'm going to recognize, okay, and again, I want to end this meeting at 7:30. I'm going to run through the speakers. I'm going to limit your time to like 45 seconds, which is at my discretion. I'm allowed to do that. If you want more time, just let me know. But I'm going to recognize Devin next.
Oh, hi. Okay. So I'm just in shock of how immature people were earlier with the questioning of Hogg, is how you pronounce his name? I'm sorry. Anyways, I was in shock that people, instead of asking informative questions, were
berating him. I'm on PSP second floor.
Stop. Okay, you've been muted. Devin, continue.
Okay, and then also, I just find it interesting, like, I just feel like this is just a very heated topic and people are being very immature with discussing it instead of actively, you know, talking about decisions. Personally, I support reform. I don't support the bill, but everyone's just being very rude and immature with how approaching this conversation.
Okay, thank you for that. I do believe that was a call for decorum, which, again, I will second right now. Uche, if you want to respond as a co-sponsor, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Again, we're very much approaching the end of our time here.
Yes, can I cede my time to Annalie?
Yes, for sure. Okay. Annalie, go for it. I'll send time reminders in the chat.
Hi, everyone. So I just wanted to bring up the fact that I feel like a big point in opposition has been the Public Safety Advisory Committee. Just so that you guys have a little more information, for the four and only student members of the Public Safety Advisory Committee are on this call today. Three of the members have spoken in favor of this resolution, as well as the fact that one student's a co-sponsor of the resolution, and the other person spoke to you last week, giving you a lot of information as to why we should pass this resolution. So actually, when you're talking about PSAC, you're actually talking about a lot of students who are in favor of the fact that this resolution, the information that we're speaking about today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you for Annalie for that question, for those comments. I'm going to continue with the speakers list and recognize Samik. You're going to have 45 seconds.
Is that me?
I believe so. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'd like to address the elephant in the room today. There's been a lot of conservative extremist trolls that have showed up. I just like to point out one thing that you guys always say back the blue, but CUPD's colors are red. Please get your facts straight. And I think in some hypothetical world, it'd be okay to arm CUPD, like, if they actually protected and served us. However, I've been personally disserviced by CPD, who failed to protect me from an act of violence. A while ago, I was forcibly and involuntarily circumcised by my parents, and CPD did nothing to stop this. And how can we expect these people to be responsible with weapons they can't even protect and serve my foreskin? Thank you.
Okay, that was okay. Moving forward.
Can I respond as a...
I don't.
He just left.
He just left, so I don't know if that would be beneficial.
Oh, well, can I just make a comment?
Quick comment.
Or actually, no, not a comment. I actually really want to cede my time to Colin Benedict.
Oh, great. Yeah, of course. So as a co-sponsor, you were allowed to speak right now in response to what they just said. Colin, the floor is yours. I will send a time reminder in the chat.
Hi, everyone. My name is Colin, former VP of Diversity and Inclusion. I'm also the External Relations Chair for Native American and Indigenous Students at Cornell, one of the sponsoring organizations of the resolution. So Native Americans are killed at a higher rate than any other racial demographic by police in the United States, and police have been used for centuries to brutalize and murder our people. Just recently in February of 2020, the Cuga Nation, the traditional inhabitants of the territory Cornell occupies, faced U.S.-sanctioned domestic terrorism when a longhouse was destroyed in the Seneca Falls area, where the Cuga Nation members were working to reestablish a community for themselves in the Finger Lakes. So this act of domestic terrorism, which was enacted by the United States in coalition with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, was carried out by a privatized police force. So a longhouse, for perspective, for these people who don't know, is essentially a church to the Haudenosaunee. It's a very sacred space that was completely demolished with the help of the local police force. So when we say all cops are bastards, we mean all cops, and all police forces deserve to be disarmed, defunded, and disbanded across the United States to prevent further violence against indigenous communities. I hope you all choose wisely when you vote on this resolution and help disarm CUPD. This is the bare minimum and basically the one basic thing you guys can do to help ensure the safety of indigenous students on campus in the future.
Thank you, Colin, for that. Thank you for that comment.
Can I respond?
You want to respond to Colin?
Yeah, I just want to cede my time actually to Barbara Cruz.
I don't think you can respond because technically what had just happened was that I had let a community member spoke and then a co-sponsor responded. UJ responded and he, as a co-sponsor, ceded his time.
Oh, you're right.
Speakers list. Hassan, does your question relate to this topic at hand? If not, you can message me privately. I have a feeling it's about something else. Hassan?
I messaged you.
Thank you. Oh, perfect. Okay, now I'm going to move forward. Buma, I'm recognizing you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Buma, and I just want to say that I'm really appalled by everybody's, showing true colors of people here today. And I want to say that centralizing this as a Black and a Brown issue is doing a huge, huge disservice to this entire community. And none of you are above this issue. Like, people on SA, I just want to say nobody's above this issue. Like, nobody here is a celebrity. Like, I get it's finals week and everything like that. But, like, the Black and Brown organizers who have been working hard for this for weeks, months, however many, they have to deal with the trauma of unpacking this shit every single week and sitting through all of these meetings and all this shit. And they're still dealing with their finals. They're still killing it. They're still doing the damn thing. So no one's above this issue. You're not a celebrity. Like, when the time comes to vote you into this position again, people will see your true colors. So I just want to say that.
Okay. Thank you, Buma, for that comment. So the time is 7:28. The meeting is supposed to end in 2 minutes at 7:30.
Okay. I would like a motion to vote.
There has been a motion to vote. There has been a second. Okay. Is there any dissent to voting?
Sure.
Okay, so seeing as there is no dissent, we're going to move straight into voting. SA members, please cast your votes in the chat right now. And if you're proxy.
Can I motion to vote by roll call?
Second.
Okay, there's been a second. Okay. Is there any dissent? Is there any, please mute yourself. Is there any dissent?
Dissent?
Okay, please state your dissent, Johan.
I disagree of using a roll call to vote in this scenario.
Great.
We've seen that before. Roll call was used to coerce part of the student assembly to voting specific opinion.
No, it was resolution. Not.
Whoa. Okay.
Thank you.
Muted. Okay, thank you, Johan, for that dissent. Do you, anybody withdraw their dissent or withdraw their motion?
I don't withdraw. Actually, are we allowed to discuss the dissent? Like, do we go into discussion right now? Because I actually have a few things to say.
We're not going to go into discussion right now. It's 7:29. We technically have three other resolutions on the agenda that I have a feeling we're not going to get to. I have a point of information from Genevieve, actually.
I just have a quick question. So even if we don't do the roll call, can we see who votes on the, like, participants?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, like, what the difference is anyway. So
I want it on the public record. I would like it on the public record.
Okay.
I don't want to be looking at the participants.
Do not interrupt each other right now.
was my motion.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't withdraw it.
Okay, so it has not been withdrawn. So we're going to vote on the roll call. Please cast your votes right now.
Make a point of, I don't know if it's a point of order, point of information, but.
Can I ask you to make the point of order after voting?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay. So cast your votes now. And if you're abstaining or if you're proxy voting, message me privately. Okay, closing voting in a few seconds. If you're an SA member, please vote right now. Okay, so I have received one proxy vote in favor. And then...
I have a question.
Okay, so there's a question from Noah. I have a feeling something's going awry, so please raise your question. Actually, I think it's important.
Yeah, Kat, didn't we just vote to make this a sense of the body resolution, so we have to vote on this next week?
No, he withdrew that motion.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of order, it's like 7:31. Are we extending the meeting?
You're going to extend after we finish closing voting, like right now. Okay, thank you all for those questions. Okay, voting is closed right now. I've received two proxy votes that say no, one proxy vote that says yes. So that makes it 13 to 12 to, is it 4? 13 to 12 to 4. Michael? Okay.
I don't know what we're at for attendance right now, Noah.
Me neither, actually. Okay, 13 to 12 to 4. So I think that technically passes because it is majority. Okay, so now we're going to move into the full vote on the roll call. Again, feel free to correct me if that's wrong.
That's right.
Okay, great. SA members, please cast your vote in the chat right now. Oh, actually, before we do that, I'm sorry. Can we get a motion to extend?
Motion to extend.
Okay. A motion to extend 5 minutes. I'm clarifying. Very, very
second. Quickly.
Again.
Can I motion to do sense of the body, or is it too late? And I, to open the Qualtrics for next week.
So
second.
Who seconded it?
Lucas.
Lucas seconded it. Is there any dissent?
Or should I actually, shoot. Should I do, shoot.
Okay. Do you withdraw? Is, okay. Do you withdraw?
Yeah, I'll, shoot. sorry, give me, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll just withdraw.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Can I make the motion that we make this a vote? I think that we deserve to hear from everybody in the
community. Second.
A motion. Second.
Okay, a motion, just a straight motion to vote, right?
Kind of information. Are we
make this sent to the body? Sorry, Lila.
It's fine, but aren't we about to vote to extend?
I think there has been a motion on the floor to extend the meeting before we do anything further. Mm-hmm. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any dissent? Okay. Cast your votes really quickly. Otherwise, and if, okay, just cast your votes right now. I'm going to close voting in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, 14-4-10, I guess, abstentions. This meeting has been extended for about 5 minutes. Okay, so now I think we're going to move into a vote. I believe that's where we are in terms of motions, correct?
Yeah.
Well, we made a motion to make it a sense of the body. Right, we were right. Second. We're in the motion phase, right? So
okay, so you're going to motion. Okay, so Ms. Mariah withdraw with your motion. Okay, Michael.
There was a vote. It was a motion to vote, and then we went down the rabbit hole of votes to votes on what the conditions of the voting would be. I'm decently confident that we're supposed to be voting right now. If other people think I'm totally wrong with that, please tell me. But I'm pretty sure.
No, you're right.
Once a motion,
I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be voting.
You're right.
Once a motion has been laid upon the floor. And has been seconded, and then we did the whole vote to vote. That means that we have to maintain, we're still on that motion, and additional motions cannot be made. And again, we had the sense of the body discussion and like those motions before, and they had both been withdrawn. Okay, so we're actually going to vote just right now. Again, we have like 5 minutes left, guys. Please, SA members, voting members only, cast your votes right now. And if you're proxy voting, message me privately. And if you already messaged me, can you, just message me privately.
So right wait, now. But we're doing roll calling. We're doing roll call.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot about that. So it's a roll call vote. Kiara, are you here?
May I ask a point of clarification?
Yes, Gina, please.
Is the vote right now on whether to have it be a roll call vote?
We already did that, and we voted to have it be a roll call vote. Yes.
Okay.
I do believe we're just straight up voting on the resolution right now through a roll call vote. Is our clerk, Kiara, are you here?
She is.
Okay.
I'm here.
Thank you so much. Can you start the roll call vote?
Okay, and if you're proxy voting, when I say your name, say their vote too, right?
I have a quick question. Are we now voting on the resolution?
Okay, sorry, what's your question?
We're now voting on the actual resolution.
Yes.
So yes would be to disarm CUPD and no would be to not disarm CUPD.
Yes, thank you for those clarifications, Dylan. Going back to Kiara, please, with the roll call.
Okay. Lila Abed El-Jameed.
Yes.
Dylan Ondekat.
No.
Morgan Baker.
No.
Genevieve Bensaw.
Yeah.
Katarina Bentley.
Yes.
Kayla Butler.
No.
Uchenna Chukwukura.
Yes. Can I also do the proxy vote for the person as well, or do I just say their proxy vote when their name comes up? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not. You can just say their proxy vote right now.
Estefania Perez is a yes.
Okay. Lucy Contreras.
Yes.
Annette Gleiberman.
No.
Sonu Kapoor.
No.
Amari Lampert.
Yes.
Savannah Lim.
Yes.
Tomas Renning.
Yes.
Martia Shardo.
Yes.
Lucas Smith.
No.
Claire Templeman.
No.
Valeria Valencia.
Yes.
Noah Watson.
Yes, you said my name, right?
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah, yes.
Salam Waldai.
Yes.
Valentina Shu.
No.
Johan Yuan.
No.
Raquel Zohar.
No. And then I have proxies for Andrea, who's voting no. Evan, who's voting no. And Carlo, who's voting no.
Okay. Lucas Zumpano.
Is anyone okay? That's going to be an
episode. I haven't said his, but I was going to wait to the end.
Okay. Samuel Z.
Yes.
Okay. What's does anyone have?
Did you get Kate's vote?
No, I didn't.
Kate is a no.
Okay,
I'll just say Lucas is a no.
Okay.
Were these okay?
Okay. Are we? I'm sorry. The last thing was kind of confusing. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting. Like the Lucas vote. What do you mean by I'll just say Lucas is?
Oh, I was just gonna wait till the end because I thought I had to wait, but I'll just say Lucas is a no. Zumpano.
Okay, so we had a lot of people proxy vote. Okay, so I'm going to take the vote as it is, but also I'm going to, after this meeting, I'm going to ask for people to provide documentation that people asked for their proxy vote before the meeting, because that's how it's supposed to work. So for instance, Estefania knew she wasn't going to be here. She asked Uche to proxy vote for her before time. If there is no documentation that exists, and please, I don't know if you would want to fake it, but please don't try to fake it. And if you don't have that documentation ready, then I'm not, I think that we would have to amend the vote the next meeting. Okay. And then if like someone messaged you privately on the Zoom to proxy vote, can you just go through the chat right now and take a screenshot if that happened, so we have that documentation? Okay. Carol, what is the vote count?
I have 14 yes, 15 no, and then the one abstain.
Who abstained?
I mean, like you.
Oh, you know. Okay. So I looked into this because I had a feeling this would happen. Michael, if you're here. So I looked into Robert's rules on when a chair can vote. And I think that I can only, okay. I'm going to pull up a document really fast right now because it provides guidance on this.
I'll start looking for, I think it might be only on tie breaks.
Yeah. I think point that of information. Point of information. If you're going to say that the chair cannot vote unless in the event of a tie, I think I already know that. But
Actually, the chair can vote in the event of a tie or to cause a tie. If they cause a tie, the motion fails.
The resolution itself would fail.
Whatever the motion was.
So actually, I don't want to get this from a community member. Michael, can you do a little bit of research, please?
Yeah, I'm going right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And also, just to clarify what I just heard, if a chair.
I'll clarify. So the chair can vote in the case of a tie to break it, or they can vote to make a tie. So you have the option to vote if, like, say it was 7-8, you could tie to make it 8-8, and then the motion would fail. Or if it was 8-8, you could vote to make it 8-9, and then the motion would pass or fail based off of which vote yours went. Does that make sense?
To clarify, it seems like you're saying no matter how I vote, it would not, like, it would still fail, right?
Well,
in this case, if you're voting against it, but if you're voting for something, you can make something, you can either make something fail by forcing a tie, or you can make something pass or fail by breaking it, or pass by breaking a tie, if that makes sense.
Seeing as we do not have a tie right now, and again, Michael, please continue.
Point of information.
No, I'm doing some research and that doesn't seem to be right.
People keep research, keep it going. You had a point of information from Uche, yes?
The way the current vote count is, it seems that 30 people voted, but we only have 29 voting members.
14 to 15. We appointed Savannah today, right? Or is that... Let me go on the Office of Assembly's website really fast.
We only have 29.
Kat, can I motion to revote?
Yeah, this is...
Okay, yes.
By roll call, of course.
Yes. You can motion to revote by roll call. This is in our rules, like if there's like a lack of clarity over what happened during voting, we are allowed to revote. Okay, and again, if you're proxy voting, please send documentation afterwards or like right now if possible. And again, if it's like in a Zoom chat, just take a screenshot of it and then put it in the Slack. I'm not gonna prevent you guys from proxy voting, like that's not what I'm gonna do, but I would just like proof. Great. Okay. So we're going to start with a roll call again. Kiara, if you could please start with the roll call.
Okay. I'm going to read out everyone's name, like even if they aren't here. So if you're proxy voting, say their vote when I say their name, because I think that's where it got a little confusing. Lila Abed Al-Jameed.
Yes.
Dylan Ondekat.
No.
Morgan Baker.
No, and then Lucas Zambano's no.
Okay, I'm going to say his name again, and you say no then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Genevieve Bansaw.
Yeah.
Katarina Bentley.
Yes.
Kayla Butler.
No.
Carlo Castillo.
I'm proxy voting for Carlo. He's a no.
Uchenna Chukwukere.
Yes.
Lucy Contreras.
Yes.
Annette Gleiberman.
No.
Sonu Kapoor.
No.
Amari Lampert.
Yes.
Savannah Lim.
Yes.
Andrea Miramontes Serrano.
No. A proxy vote.
Evan Moy.
Evan's a no, proxy vote. Pat, you were texted too about that. He texted you.
What?
Evan texted you his vote as well.
Like in the Zoom chat or personally?
Personally.
Okay, I'll look.
Estefania Perez.
Yes.
Tomas Renning.
Yes.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Yeah, proxy vote for no.
Mardia Sherto.
Yes.
Lucas Smith.
No.
Claire Templeman.
No.
Valeria Valencia.
Yes.
Noah Watson.
Yes.
Salam Waldai.
Yes.
Valentina Shu.
No.
Johan Yuan.
No.
Raquel Zohar.
No. No.
Lucas Zumpano.
Oh, no. Proxy.
Samuel Z.
Yes.
I got 14 yes, 15 no.
Okay, thank you, Kiara. According to Robert's rules, the chair, okay, Michael, do you have any updates?
Yeah, you can vote, and then the, so if your vote, you can vote if it's by one, but it is going to be a tie, it could be a tie, in depending on how you vote. So, and ties do not pass, they fail.
Yeah. Do we still have any discrepancies around the voting, like the voting member numbers? Okay. So again, I'm not allowed to vote unless it's in the event of a tie. This is not a tie. So I do believe that this motion does not pass. Okay. 7:48 right now. We have three other resolutions on the agenda right now. Do, as chair, I
motion to adjourn.
Okay. As I honestly would second that motion to adjourn. I do think that we should motion to table the three resolutions.
Motion to table.
Second.
Okay. Motion to table. Okay, great. So those resolutions have been tabled. They'll be discussed in our next meeting. There is a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So SA members, cast your votes. Otherwise, I'm assuming that we're going to be adjourning right now. Okay.
We should finish the vote to adjourn, correct, before we discuss other business.
Yes.
That's true. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. There's 19 votes in favor of adjourning. Technically, this meeting is adjourned right now. Great. Noah, did you still have a question?
Yeah, wait, Wendy just messaged me that there are only 29 voting members. So how is the vote count 14 to 15 to 1? That's 30.
POI, we added Savannah.
No, with Savannah. Yeah,
but that's no, with Savannah.
You added a Dyson seat. There's 30 voting members according to your charter.
Okay. Thank you, Gina.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, this meeting has been adjourned. Thank you all very much for coming. Have a good rest of your weekend. Good luck with semifinals, everyone.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.